She looks very good in her blonde wig, just like a movie star. Even girls fall in love with her when she's looking so good in her blonde star wig. She blows kisses and laughs, but she has got a hole in her vagina wall. She has torn a hole into her intestine from her vagina.
Yeah, baby. Who tells that?
In the future, you'll be dreaming in a kind of sleep.
I think I mentioned that drugs would often be involved in a guy's decision to have girls come over and be naked. And there was one time where I thought that I might end up on the 11 o'clock news because someone was going to actually die in my presence. This guy was in one of those really classy hotel rooms where there's like a mirror above the bed and a jacuzzi in the room. I want to remember it as a heart-shaped jacuzzi, but I'm probably embellishing. Another young lady and I show up. He has asked for two girls to come over, and so we show up, and he's doing a whole like blue velvet thing. He has ether, and he's putting it on a handkerchief and breathing in ether. It was one of the grossest, one of the times where, you know, me and the other girl are looking at each other going, like, human beings are disgusting, like, this guy is the most horrible person we've ever met, he just has us sitting there. We're sitting there in lingerie, and he's breathing in, and then he would kind of peter out, you know, he would swoon a little bit. So at one point he decides we were laying on the bed, and then he decides he wants to get in the jacuzzi. So we're all sitting on the edge of the jacuzzi when he does this again. He breathes in, completely passes out, and takes a full on like header right face down into the water. And she looks at me like she's about to bolt for the door. You know, it's like, this guy's just died. He's drowning in this pool, and we're out of here because I don't want to be around to be interviewed.
Where am I? I'm a brain! I'm a flow!
Right off the bat, I'm faced with complication and intrigue. as the Heroes Talk chat room is occupied by Equinox, who seems to get all the inside jokes, but I don't know who Equinox is. What in the hell? It's Best in Show, Sunday Morning Edition, Fantasy Cavalcade, here on Heroes Talk, the place to be and the thing you do with your ears. I'm looking at pictures of Frank the Butt. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. It's a fantasy cavalcade. People, we talk, we do things, we're morons, whatnot, and what have you. My name is Chris. I'll be one of the friends that you'll be hanging out with this morning.
Work it out, Chris. Work it out.
Well, I have been working out. You can see my arms?
Yep.
That's my buddy Fred. He noticed my steps were getting sick. Hey, look at that guy producing over there. His name is Brown.
I'm Joey. I'm the other friend.
Oh, sorry. That's a mistake. And look at that fancy boy in his DJ New Style shirt.
It's Chandler.
I'm 100K.
Whoa, it's a 100K. Back from the dead. Returns, and I don't know why. What just happened? What just happened? Everything just got crazed. What are you going to do here? It's Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. You want us, you get us on the hotline. Hottest of all lines, that is 877-744-6405. You want us, you get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Brian or Best in Show Keith. Unfortunately, Best in Show Chris just seems to be dead forever because my BlackBerry just doesn't want to get instant messenger to work on it no matter how I try. So just get me over in, over on Pal Talk, BIS Chris.
Don't feel bad because I'm so virused and spywared up right now that I probably, we're looking at a good hour and a half before I get anywhere near Best in Show Keith.
You should get a nice antibiotic.
Oh, Best in Show 100K.
Yeah, I don't know. Brian just decided he was going to go leave the show, I guess. He's just going to, he's a spectator now. Awesome. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Right off the bat, I don't know how much I can say just yet to start the program because I don't know if my family's still in the other room. Fred, when you came in, was my family still inside?
They're still here. I hear them right now.
Well, I'm going to have to speak in code then because,
do you think they're listening or something?
I think that my daughter could possibly perceive some of the things that I say, and I'm about to say some things about her her friendly little black fish, Willa Casa, who was ceremoniously flushed about 2 hours ago, and she has not noticed as of yet, and unfortunately Petland Discounts isn't open until our show starts, until after our show starts. They start at 12 o'clock. We start at 11, they open at 12 o'clock. And Willa Casa 2 has not been purchased as of yet.
So it's definitely another black one.
Oh, we would. Yeah. Well, this is. I don't know if you guys noticed when you came in. My wife was in an especially salty mood. It's because her and I fought over whether we should be explaining death to my 4-year-old or whether we should just be like, hey, you know what, replace it
every week
and deal with it. Yeah, I just feel like 4 is a little young to be dealing with her, especially since she had a meltdown this morning already because her favorite TV show ended too early.
Oh boy!
So
you killed the fish and her TV show
exactly.
Great. Nice going.
Well, the way I look at it is if my daughter's having a hard time dealing with the premature end of a TV program, I'm tending to think that the premature end of her pet would probably be a little bit more traumatic for her.
Why don't you just tell her the fish like moved away or something?
Well, see, and that was the thing. This is the point of contention between my wife and I as we sat there trying to discuss whether, all right, well, what's the thing? And she's just like, just tell her. Stop lying to her. Just tell her. You know, and we could say it in a nice way and talk about heaven and all that stuff.
Do what my dad did. Tell him it went to a farm. Every pet I had went to a farm.
Well, see, what we were going to say was, as I was going to take it out, if she saw me taking it out of the tank and putting it in a plastic cup, I was going to explain that I was going to take it to the doctor because she was feeling sick, and when she came back from the doctor, suddenly she'd be vibrant and look different, and there'd be swimming in the tank.
She'd be a puppy.
Oh, so your daughter didn't witness the ceremonial flushing?
Oh, no,
it was
certainly
just
not.
You and
certainly
the,
not.
And
no.
The wizard.
Was it ceremonial? Yeah, like, did you put a black robe on?
Halloween costume? No, I was nude. Wow, that really sounded terrible. Yeah, that was more wind than whistle.
Blowing into the microphone.
I would have brought a mask card if I
yeah. I was thinking you could make a vegetarian out of her right now. Just like throw it in a fry pan and like serve it up nicely.
I think I've already done that. I've done a pretty good job of that already. She's almost repulsed by all meats at this point. She still eats hamburgers, but she prefers Boca burgers. it's coming.
Which
it's
will backfire on you when you decide to start eating meat again someday.
Yeah, I the more I think about it, like, I don't want to like be like, oh, dude, I'm never eating again, because I know I'm going to eventually. But I just don't see how I can. I don't see how I can. I sat at a barbecue and
you'll find a way.
And thought about it and just didn't do it. I don't see how I can eat meat again. I don't know how my conscience will allow me to
you'll
eat
work
meat
through
again.
It. So I need to know who won this argument. Is she going to learn about death, or is she not learning about death?
She's learning nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to Petland Discounts, and I'm going to get a black fish and replace it as soon as this show's over.
She's learning about marketing and the economy.
The fish is going to be 30 years old. She's going to be 25 and have the same fish, that same black fish.
Unless your wife ends up killing you.
Well, yeah, then she'll explain my death very easily.
Well, but she'll go get a new one.
By the way,
go to the pet store, get a new daddy.
Yeah, I need the fat drunk model. Do you have one of those? By the way, Vanessa is explaining in the chat room, she became a vegetarian because they killed her pet cow. So same type of thing.
That's tough.
That's a bunch of bull.
That was punny. It was punny. I got what you were doing there. It was like a joke. It was like a joke of sorts. So that was the that's been my morning so thus far. I was doing a lot of things this morning, getting all wound up, getting ready to start the show, and this fish has been changing colors over the past day. I spent about $40 yesterday on the proper medicines that I needed to put in the tank to heal this fish.
On the fish.
No way.
Are you sure it's a fish?
Yes.
Did you drown your chameleon? Like, what do you mean changing colors?
How long do those fish last? Like, how long do they live, honestly?
Depending on how you take care of it, they should last a couple of years, a goldfish, as long as you put them in a real tank and do them
change the
take
water
care of
the
right
the
way.
Time.
I change the water once every three, 4 days. I've been doing everything right.
Because I remember, everyone always says, oh, you have to change it every week, the goldfish, but I remember having goldfish, and my goldfish, he lived like maybe 11 years or something. He always looked a little different, like, so I guess he grew, but
yeah.
But
yeah, no, yeah. Like I say, they generally can live between a year, 2 years is normal. Sometimes they'll live a little bit longer, like in the case of Arnold's fish Abraham. You know, you'll have that fish that'll last like the duration of a sitcom.
How many Abrahams do you think they were? They always say like there was like Eddie the dog on Frasier. There was two of him.
I would be willing to bet that they got a new Abraham at the end of every show, at the beginning of every show, and like as a special gift to a kid in the crowd, they'd give them Abraham. I think that would be the nice thing to do. That's
just
what
throw
I
it out to the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, they would do it like a bouquet at a wedding. Like they throw it, like Gary Coleman would whip it over his shoulder, and they would all be like, all the kids would be looking to grab from it.
So when do you think is a good age to tell her, though, about the death? When do you think is appropriate?
I would guess 23. 23? 24 years old. No,
the date of Chris's death.
Yeah, like 9, 10-ish. Yeah. I think closer to 10, maybe 8. But 4, no. And she just turned 4. We're getting greetings from London from some of our friends in the Heroes Talk Room. Greetings to all of you. God
hello,
bless you.
Hello.
Oh, look at you. You're very, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Bilingual.
Stupid. That's actually the word I was thinking of. But, yeah, so that's where I'm at with my fish today. I got to figure out what I got to do. And the whole thing is, as I'm trying to talk about what's, you know, being a vegetarian, what's the right thing to do. I had the most delicious beer-battered fish sticks the other day. Oh, love them.
Oh, so it didn't go to waste then?
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, if I eliminate fish from my life, there's really nothing to eat. I literally would just eat beans all day long, every day.
See, and what was your first experience with death, Chris? Like, when did you figure out
when I was
that?
About 5 years old, I guess, 6 years old, my great-grandfather passed away.
Okay.
Papa Butch. And and we pulled up to, I was out with my mom and I was with my stepfather, so I might have been older. I might have been like 7-ish, because my stepfather wasn't around at that point. And we came home and we pulled into the house. My aunt was out in front of the house crying, and because it was Brooklyn and that's what you would do. You would just stand in front of your house instead of like being on the phones or going into someone's house together. Let's all just stand on the stoop. You know, we'll all be on the stoop and just scream at each other.
I have many residents, many neighbors in my Brooklyn neighborhood who regularly just stand out in the stoop and cry and yell and cry. All kinds of emotions in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy thing. But
and through that crying, you knew that somebody was dead. You knew something was wrong when you saw your aunt
crying?
No,
they came over. They talked to my mother, and they pulled me aside and said they can't tell me about it, whatever. And then I finally got to my mom, like after like, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, she calmed down a little bit. She says, I have to talk to you, thing. I'm just like, okay. And she's like, Papa Butch died. I'm like, what do you mean he died? And you know, I got the whole thing of just like, yeah, he's gone. He's you know, he's not gonna be here anymore. He went up to heaven. I'm like, all right.
And that was it.
I didn't really like him all that much. What am I gonna do? Not a big deal. And that was and that explained it. It's a Papa Butch. God bless.
Did you tell him there is no such thing as heaven?
I hadn't figured that out yet.
What about you, Keith? What was your first experience with death? Animal or a human? Because I'm surprised that Chris had a human and not an animal.
I didn't have pets. Yeah. I didn't have pets until I was like, you know, good 10 years old was probably my first cat.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it was my dog or my parakeet that would have died first. But it was one of them. I had tons of pets.
That's right. Before my cat, I had a parakeet.
I had a lot of pets die.
Were you bummed out when it died? Do you remember?
No, I was happy.
You were happy?
I was standing outside of the stoop, jumping up and down, screaming. All right. The dog, I was upset, but I was really young when the dog died. Whose name was Dog, by the way?
No.
Yeah.
Who named it?
Probably my
cat.
Mother, I think.
Mom.
I don't remember the story behind it.
Mom named
Mom. Woman. Ma named her.
Woman named Dog.
But I don't know. It was either that or Flappy the parakeet that died first.
Bro, the first person that you murdered, was that like, that was tough on you?
My father's father.
I was 9 months old at the time.
By the way, can I give myself a little congratulations here to take it aside for a second? I realized that if you log on to a different user, viruses and spyware all of a sudden don't affect you anymore. Somehow.
Oh, if you go to a different... Well, yeah. That's probably not true, but it's probably... it's confused you at this point.
Knock wood.
Word.
Sorry.
Word,
sorry. Brian was going to...
death? First experience of death,
I was
going
to say, perhaps you should think about logging in as a different user.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
My first experience with death is the death of Keith's laptop coming soon. It's going to be very dramatic.
I remember in eighth grade, my grandfather died, and that was my first experience with death. It was
eighth
pretty
grade?
Weird. Yeah, eighth grade.
Oh, wow, that's late.
Yeah, it was weird.
Mine was late as well. It was my grandfather.
But so you didn't have pets die before that?
No, because we really didn't have pets. They all went to farms, and if we got rid of them, they all went to farms.
Gotcha.
Which is probably the side of some highway on Staten Island. But I guess I was old enough to comprehend what was happening. But I think if I was younger, it would have really traumatized me in a way.
Yeah, and that's where my mind sets at. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to do this just yet. Like I said, especially the kid that freaks out over TV shows ending.
Totally.
You know, because we made the mistake of introducing her to TiVo at 2.5 years old, and she understands that we could rewind TV.
What is the show, by the way?
What do you mean?
The show that ended.
Oh, anyone. Oh, this morning it was The Wiggles that we're on, which she hasn't watched regularly in a year. But today we just happened to leave it on, and she was excited to see them. Yeah, it's good.
No, I don't know. What was the show you said that? Oh, ended.
The
you
Wiggles.
Mean this episode's over kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant a show got canceled. I was wondering how she was
understanding
the whole business of television.
No, we're not talking about season or series finale. No, we're talking about the episode finale is what happened, and it was a little bit too much for her.
Scene finale?
Well, yes. Well, she knew the scene was going to end soon. By the way, could we maybe change the temperature on that air conditioner? Because it seems like this room is just...
What,
blazing.
About arrow down?
No, yeah. Make it hotter.
Just tell her the last you saw... What is the fish's name? Willisica?
Willikesa.
Willikesa. Tell her the last you saw Willikesa. There was all kinds of credits rolling over. You're not sure.
No,
she's gone to a commercial break.
Oh, and
she'll
the user,
be back next season.
The user thing didn't work. I'm still infected.
I had kind of a weird. I also too was older.
By the way, White S. Brent points out in the chat room that a good parent should never have to explain heaven to a child. You just wait for the Jehovah Witnesses to knock on the door and let the kid answer.
I was, like I said, it happened to me later in life, like Fred did as well. My grandfather died, and it was from some sort of, it was emphysema, and in fact, he was diagnosed with it and didn't tell anyone. So, like, he spent 6 months or so getting really close to, like, me and bringing me around, like, all kinds of New England and stuff. I'd go on long car trips with Grandpa and Grandma, and we'd stay in, like, Holiday Inns, and it was a lot of fun. I actually enjoyed it.
And then the good times ended.
Yeah,
and
then,
now you're the person you are today.
And then we went to his... he died in his house, in his home, and he actually had a on-my-deathbed last words sort of event thing. And he brought in this Catholic priest to give him his last rites. And on his... The Catholic priest refused to give him last rites until he told a secret that has been burdening him for much of his life to his wife. Apparently, my grandfather, after coming out of the Navy as a young man or so, married a different woman and had a different child.
Wait. How would your priest know this?
In final coming out or whatever, he told... What do they call it when you confess? In a final confession, he told him, like, on his deathbed that, do you have any sins that you want to whatever? And he told him that he has another family.
That seems crazy to me to think that someone could be coherent enough to do confession but get last rites. I thought like the main gist of last rites is just like they're doing that when like you're basically a vegetable at that point. You're
was,
a harpy.
Oh no, no, it was he was on his deathbed for emphysema. It wasn't cancer, and it was pretty advanced. Like they knew the clock was ticking on him, and he just wasn't getting out of bed this morning. The family was gathered to the house to say their goodbyes. Basically, is what it was, and I was old enough to understand it. But that happened. And the priest said, I'm not giving you last rites until you basically what he did, he came out of the Navy, he married another woman, had another child, and, like, never had a divorce, which in the Catholic, I mean, they don't acknowledge divorce anyway. So he basically is a polygamist or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the priest's sort of, okay, I'll meet you halfway, is you have to tell your wife now, my grandmother, what you did. And you have to go find the other wife and tell her what happened with the child. So he was able.
Oh, like, you have to go do this.
Yep. Grandma was told, I think, like, in on his deathbed from Grandpa about what happened. It crushed her. And the priest still would not give, like, last rites because we couldn't, like, hunt down the original woman.
Wow. So we did it all for nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, there was, like...
Do you know what this priest's name is?
No, but, I mean...
Is he dead?
No, but he was... My father was threatening him, like, when it was happening. Because my grandfather was, like, the nicest guy on the planet. He was really, like, he was a sweet guy.
To his second family.
He just ruined this whole death, though, man. He ruined this death. That's messed up. That priest should be...
I gotta say, that was pretty good, Chris.
I don't know.
Horror story.
In all honesty, yeah, though, that's awesome. That's pretty awesome. Insane. In all honesty, I don't want to. I don't get emotionally charged up about things at all, really, especially things that don't involve me per se. But I was tempted to curse 3 times during that. Like, what the F are you talking about? Screw you. Do your stupid job paying attention to some fake fantasy thing in the sky because it'll make this guy feel better on his way out and everyone else around him feel better, you piece of crap.
Everyone in
you
that...
stupid kid-touching jackass.
Everyone in that house was livid and angry and vocal about the whole situation except for my grandmother. My grandmother was just like... a shell of a person, like after being told this information.
Oh, yeah, of course. Ugh.
And the most horrifying thing I heard, and all of that, by the way, was the whole family being invited to the house to say their goodbyes.
We all knew, everyone knew what was going on.
It's like, God.
That's crazy. Everything
and just because depressing. He couldn't get in touch with the other wife, he didn't give him his last rites.
Rules are rules, man. Oh. God doesn't take exceptions.
No wonder you are the person you are today, Brian. With all those horror stories, man, that is bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even imagine. I can't believe the priest's bowls.
Totally,
you know,
right.
To actually take the power and say, "Hey, here's what I'm going to do. And this is and I'm going to do this. I'm going to scramble up this little family to screw this guy's head up and make this guy feel bad, not realizing that you're screwing up a whole family on top of it because you're on some dumb power trip for a fake fantasy god."
And as a Catholic, you
for
go
a space invaders machine.
As a Catholic, you go to one church and you become involved in one church and by that extension, you know one priest and like you have a very kind of tight relationship.
Until that priest touches another kid like one of the altar boys and then gets moved to another church and they make believe nothing happened and start from scratch again.
So your grandfather was really religious.
My grandmother more than anybody, but yeah, my grandfather was.
Why don't your grandfather just try to slip him like 100 or something? Be like, all right, I'm not going to do this. Let's say we did it. Take the money. Come on.
You know what? That would have been the end of it if he did.
Into what?
That would have been the end of everything.
Really?
The end of existence?
No, that would have been the end of the priest asking him to do anything else if he slipped him $100.
Yeah. I certainly
would. You can't take it with you. You know?
For the record, our second camera in the Heroes Talk Room barely has Brian and I's head on it, and I desperately want to climb up the wall right now and change the angle on it.
Well,
I know.
What about our first one?
I know I can't do it on the show. Well, you're not on it. Oh. You're not.
Well, if you want to see me, come into Pal Talk because I'm front and center.
Word life. It's insane. All right, yeah. Fred's on the case.
Oh, great. Awesome.
I can't wait for Fred to fall on top of
Keith.
Wait,
I'm on camera one or two.
Yeah, barely. Look at all the dead space on top of you.
Well, here, I'll stand up.
Yeah, just push the bottom in or pull the top out.
So anyway, I killed my grandfather.
No, that was bad. And then he had an open...
Okay, you actually, believe it or not, made it worse. All right, just leave it. Just leave it. Forget it. I'll deal with it after the show.
Then we had like an open casket Irish wake after that, and like
for members of the family to slap your grandfather in the face for the harm he'd done.
He was actually I don't know what happens. You take him to a funeral parlor and you like put all those the chemicals and you do all the weird things to him. What's that called? The process, not just it's part of that. Whatever. He was treated to look pretty and like given makeup and all that stuff, and. I took a close enough look at it, and I saw the sutures like between his lips. That kind of freaked me out.
There's nothing in the world more disturbing than seeing the sutures in the lips or the sutures in the eyelids.
I didn't catch the eyelids, but I looked close enough, and it was like his lips were slightly spreading apart, and his lips were being stitched closed, and that's like a brain burn.
Yeah, everybody's agreeing that it's just called embalming.
I think embalming is just when you fill the body fluid up with the chemical. Yeah, you drain the fluids out and fill it up with this preservation chemical, not the applying makeup and putting the clothes and gutting and
morticicizing
stitching together. Yeah, something like that.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I think undeading is what it's called.
I am undeading.
Yeah. I think embalming is like isn't it a graffiti term?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm bombing later on tonight. I'm gonna be underneath the L. That's gonna be sick.
Embalming is the formaldehyde when they fill the body with this. Word. And doesn't involve anything else.
You got any?
Dust.
You dip cigarettes in that embalming fluid. You have a party for yourself. I'm just saying, like, if you happen to be a mortician and knew someone that wanted to throw a party.
Yeah, like Chaz Daz in the chat room says, what? It gets wet, son.
Oh my God, I wish. It's not really the wets. It's close. It's very similar to the
wets.
Really? It's not the exact same thing. I've smoked dips and I've smoked genuine dust, and there's a slight difference.
What is the difference?
Dust lasts a lot longer. It lasts a lot longer, and you smoke it once, and the wet, like the dips, you wind up getting an awful, awful headache from within maybe 20 minutes of doing it. Whereas,
and plus
regular
it's sloppy. You get all the wet stuff all over your fingers.
Oh my God, there's nothing better than the smell of wet.
What a horrible tradition that is, just to have wakes.
What, smoking wet? Yeah, no. I know. It's an awful tradition I have.
No, just to go in and see that dead body in the open casket.
Vanessa's saying it in the chat room. An open casket is absolutely disgusting.
The Jews have it right. They're dead right into the ground, and they have a party at the house.
I don't understand why they're cold, though. Why do they sit and shiver the whole time?
Are you saying all Jews are cold?
Apparently, when they die, they sit and shiver, and I don't understand what exactly that's all about.
I get it. It's a pun.
Yeah, it's funny. Today's the pun show.
Because they're out on the stoop in Brooklyn. It's freezing.
That's what it is. Yeah, I you know what? None of us have it right. We should take our bodies and throw it in a huge burning hole in the middle of the earth.
As we're still alive, right before we die?
Well, that's your last rites.
Okay.
You got anything else to say? All right, could you jump in on your own, or are we wheeling you in? That would be the smart way to do it. I like an assembly, like, you know, dun, 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 and just like one person after another just getting dumped in.
People cannonballing into it and swan diving.
See, I guess maybe if you have the wherewithal to maybe be able to do a cannonball, you should wait. You should be crawling in so that you don't even get a good like jump in, and like you'll fall. It'll be uncomfortable the whole way. It'll be like a real pain.
I think people should just explode when they die.
I was thinking people should turn to lightning, but that's the same difference. Six of one, half dozen the other.
Everyone just explodes and that's it.
I would love it.
There's no questions then.
Sloppy though, for the living. It would be a hell of a cleanup for the living.
Hey man, you know what?
If I'm sitting,
it's harder on the living than it is on the dead.
Let's just say, in my case particularly, my wife would have a huge mess should I explode in the living room. Like parts of me would be in the kitchen, up the hall. Like it would be really gross.
My wife would make me like wait outside that whole week before I was going
to
die.
You're on the way out. Go out to the shed.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
No. But see, I'm thinking it would be even better if there was like no sickness or anything. It was just like all of a sudden when quote your time came, you just exploded. Like you know, like
just anywhere.
All the more reason why I think it's unfair to the living. I think it's unfair. If you could work it out, because I mean you're the one who's requesting this. If you can work it out that you explode, but within 4 minutes of explosion, you evaporate. I'm with you.
How about if you implode? How about an implosion?
Yeah, there's still going to be some rubble there, though. There's going to be some sort of rubble, some sort of shell of your body at the very least.
See, that's why I'm thinking like maybe cannibalism isn't so bad. Like you could actually at least like turn off the social concept of it being wrong to eat people. Like just make food out of me and eat me, and I'm done. Like there's no burial process. There's no anything. Just you know, dice me up. Serve me, eat me. I serve a function. There's still a skeleton. You can't really eat a skeleton.
That was a modest proposal on Brian's part. I like
it. It really was.
Is that another pun?
What would you call it? That would be like a literary pun,
a simile?
I guess is what that would be. But
no, it was a literary thing. I was trying to start a fight with Brian. No, it was common sense.
You could also ground down your bones and actually make those into gelatin.
Oh, wow.
Starburst.
No, I thought that was marrow, not the bone itself.
Nope, it's the bone.
Wow. These damn
and glue, right? And glue too. Do they still make glue out of bones?
No, that's out of horses' feet
or hooves, really.
The what do you call it? The hoof.
Every time I buy this damn Starburst, there's only one Brian in each package.
Wait, which flavor is that? That's the one with the letters all over it, and it's bland. Actually, no. You know what? Maybe it would have hot sauce.
Definitely, I was to say it's definitely hot sauce.
I was going to say it's hot sauce, so yours would be bland, right?
Mine's plain, but there's cheese.
Oh, plain with cheese. Fred, which Starburst flavor are you?
I'm like the pink, the strawberry.
I guess the thing is they have that flavor already. It's called strawberry.
Yeah, the pink. Yeah, the pink.
What would your flavor be?
Oh, and my flavor. I have to pick anything.
I don't know what it would taste like, but it definitely has sweat stains all over it.
Tuna
and sweat.
It would be juicy on the inside. Like you bite into it, it's one of those like spray kind of gel things. And you're like,
what would yours have? Cheese?
Mine would be clam sauce. Clam sauce with grated cheese on it.
Yeah, yours would be beer.
Okay. I was thinking like the meaty flavor. You think that I've marinated my meat so much that my meat actually tastes like beer at this point?
I'm getting drunk looking at you.
Our buddy Equinox wants to blow up only if his organs will explode into confetti. So I like that idea too.
I love seeing that on like horror shows. Like if someone's wired to blow up or something like that, and they blow up and it's just dust particles, like all that just explode. There's no wetness or schmutz or anything.
What happens to all your experience points and your spells when you die? Did someone else get them?
It would go back to the guild.
Okay.
I think my bank would get forfeited to the guild, and all my spell components would... I don't know. I don't have any of those. I got to be honest. I haven't played World of Warcraft, in almost a week. I played at the end of DJ Newstyle's show on Tuesday night, and that was it. And I haven't played. I haven't played since. It's been a quiet week. I've been obsessively working on something. That I was I was working I was talking to Fred how do I say this? You know, I'm going to hold off.
You were talking to Fred? And
by talking to Fred I meant Keith, but I was staring at you as I was saying it. You were just like, what? You were talking to me?
Wait, what's this?
I remember you talking to me.
You never talked before.
Exactly. I did not clear any planning.
Okay, all right, then I'm going to... What time is it? We have time. We have 25 minutes till the satellite up. Like, I'm going to get into it.
What time is it really? Because my clock is wrong.
11:35. Why don't you just look at the clock on the wall of the studio that says it's 9:15, and it has for the last 3 months.
Sure. That's great.
It's very helpful. It goes from one extreme to the other. That I was going to have a clock that I wanted to put on the wall that had the time of every time zone around the world. Instead, I just have the time of just one time forever instead.
It's not even a good time, too. 9:50? Mm-hmm. It's bad. 9:51.
Well, what are you going to do? So Keith and I were speaking last night. We were talking about some plans of what we wanted to do with our program, with our fine program, Best in Show, as far as our online presence. And it's something we've talked about and toyed about in the past. And I have been missing from Warcraft and pretty much every other online community. I haven't been in Pal Talk. I haven't been doing anything because I've been reserving all my bandwidth usage to upload every single episode of Best in Show that ever existed, and by about 6 p.m. tonight, every episode of Best in Show will now be available at bestinshowradio.com. That will be all 119 episodes of our program. Well, if this 19th one finishes, anyway, 119th one finishes.
True.
Who knows? But
we might die.
Well, you know, if I explode before then, if I explode during today's show, we will only have about 102 episodes up there. We're missing a couple of the episodes from 2006.
My cleaning bill's going to your wife, too. The laundry bill.
Nothing gets a smell of clam out. What was it? Beer? I'm sorry. Wait, no, that was the Starburst.
Clamato from Budweiser.
Ah, you know what? That's actually what
you
I
wouldn't
would
know what that tastes like, Keith, because you didn't try it.
Nope.
He knows what it smells like, though. He knows what it smells like, though.
So what did you guys come up with? You guys just talked.
It smells like freedom.
About what's going to be on the internet, and that was it.
Yeah, have you been listening the last like minute and a half or no?
Were you going somewhere with that?
I'm uploading every single episode of the show to our website, and right now you can download every show of Best in Show off of our website.
What
that
about
was
119?
Number one, even number one,
even number one, every single show,
the whole show too,
every single show.
Chris, how about number two?
That was like a dirty joke, wasn't it? That was punny again.
Now let me give you one. 15. episode 15 I can get?
Currently,
and can get
episode
the whole one?
Currently episode 15 is not available on the website.
Is there a little blurb to every episode? That
no, this will be the next step. Oof. We have the most recent like 30 or 40 shows all on our podcast with like explanations on them. We're gonna have to, like, I don't know, maybe reach out to the listeners.
Who are we gonna hire
to help us out and to give us an idea of what shows are? I mean, we can go through the old catalogs and see what Eric Ryan, our buddy from Eric Ryan Music. No, Vanessa was not here from the second episode, and we should be back on the chat room as of now. I hope. Or maybe not.
Well, anyway, yeah, we did a bunch before, and then a bunch before Brian came as well. So there was a good amount early.
So you had a good run. You were just you and Chris and Vanessa.
Well, you know, things can't last forever. What do you? The three of us have adapted and adjusted certain problems. And
you guys had a good run. It was good for the first 50.
Fitty.
Sorry, I was so obsessed with what was going on in the chat room. I missed all the mean things that you guys were probably saying about each other, about me.
Fred was just saying that me, you, and Vanessa had a good run, you know, when it was just us for a while.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. I refer to those as the golden years. Those are the golden episodes. Oh, it was fantastic.
The goodies.
What does that make us, like, the brown or the bronze? The bronze years?
The baddies.
We're part of the bronze years, Fred.
Are you interested in hearing a certain episode, Brian? Now that all the episodes are going
to
be up?
Really, the only one I want to hear is pretty much the only one that I can't possibly hear. It is the Monty Love.
I will say 100% unequivocally, nothing more frustrating than the fact that that episode, as I'm going through the list last night and putting together the the interface that people are going to be able to grab these shows from, as I'm doing it, getting to that episode and seeing the vacant hole where it should be.
Who forgot to press record? Somebody did, or you just deleted it?
I'm telling you, I hit record and I tested it, and then at the end of the show, there was nothing there. Oof. So I must have convinced myself I did it, and I didn't. I don't know. Now a year and a half removed from it, I don't know.
But wasn't there something going on where we stared at it for a while, thinking it had to be possible to get it back? It was one of them situations where you didn't want to close the program because even though we couldn't find it, we were almost sure.
Yeah, I was convinced that there was some sort of like temp file someplace that contained it, whatever. It was done. No, it's done.
Let me ask you.
It's like if I talk in a room with my computer sitting next to me, I think somehow that my computer has recorded me. It's over. It's gone.
Pressing any buttons. Yeah.
Did you put the XM show that we were going to do on? Did
of
you put like missing stuff?
Of course.
Oh, you put all that missing stuff?
No, all the secret.
I didn't put any of the secret stuff yet. The secret stuff will go in a secret place when the secret game is played.
What secret stuff do we have?
Shh. It's a secret.
It really kind of ruins the point of it being a secret, don't you think?
Well, whisper it to me.
Okay. We have that show. Remember that show?
Yeah. Oh, we did here?
Yeah.
That was all right.
With the thing?
Yeah. I saw it.
This is so.
I love that thing.
This is so homoerotic that we're like whispering, looking at each other.
I'm not looking at either of you.
Yeah, I'm straightening it up over here. I'm butching up the show over in the corner.
I'm looking at dudesondudes.net over here.
And we did a couple of stuff. I remember Brian recorded that commercial that we were supposed to do on XM. That
hey,
horrible
hey, hey,
commercial.
Come on, stop ruining
oh,
it.
Oh, is that
stop.
The secret stuff?
we have tons of secret stuff, and they will remain secret until they're discovered or unveiled.
I remember being so drunk that day.
I wish you know what? I wish I actually had that, because that one I'll make not be a secret. We have a.
Oh, I thought Chris, we have the end, I thought Chris was going to throw you against the wall and smash you that day.
Oh, the when we have a...
Are you guys still talking about how you ruined my bit?
No.
Yeah, we don't hear you if you don't talk in the microphone, though.
We're talking about Fred being drunk during the recording of...
When we did the Night of 100 podcasts, the initial plan was we were going to record our stuff here and then give them the MP3. We gave that to them, and to date...
I think they said, wow, your producer really sucks. You're going to have to come into the studio.
To date, I am not convinced and I am not sold on what they said. What we were told was the fact that the quality of the recording was not up to snuff, so we should come in and record it. Part of me still to this day believes that they did that on purpose because they wanted to see us come in and actually do it there live as opposed to cherry-picking stuff.
Whatever. As disturbed as I was about, oh, I can't believe we got to do that. We spent a long time making that extra goodness after we did a full show. I didn't want to like, ugh, I gotta go back and do it all over again.
I don't. Yeah, I know. Poor you.
But
poor you. You're gonna get a chance to be on a national platform.
That's what I mean.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what I mean. And it was great going into the studio and like having like a real studio with real sounding equipment and an actual like engineer.
But the whole thing is, so we recorded this thing at you know, in the studio after a show one Sunday, like the week before actually, and towards the end of it. You know how we talk about an hour three. I'm kind of good and drunk, and depending on what week it is, Fred will be could kind of be pretty drunk by hour three as well. Brian and Keith are the gentlemen that even if they're partaking in anything, they maintain. They act like human beings. They have a certain sense of dignity about themselves, except for the few days when you know sometimes someone pisses themselves and another dude rips a telephone book. Not that, you know, other than that.
I ripped a telephone book at my own house.
Well, I'm just saying, generally. So
I pissed in my own pants.
So in one of those days, so at the end of this day of doing a full show and then doing all this stuff, Fred was beyond drunk. Like, Fred was just...
This is like hour 13.
Yeah. It was like 10 o'clock at night at this point after starting the show at 11 that morning. And he was a wreck. And next week, I'll play it. I just don't have it in front of me here. I'll play specifically Fred trying to say the goodnight at the end of it.
That was the highlight.
That was great.
That was the highlight.
And wasn't there some commercial that I did, too?
There's a bunch of stuff. But that, again, those will all be in the secrets. Those will go to the secrets. Remember the whole point of this topic? We brought it up. Yeah, but next week
it's
I will
be in the Pink Lodge.
I will play the tape of Fred saying goodbye to the show. Cock and socks, don't roll your face. It's one of the most ridiculous things you'll ever hear in your life.
I wasn't drunk.
Yeah,
I was maintaining.
By the way, Fred drove me home that night.
It's acting. Awesome.
Well, so we had a good run.
What?
Yeah, it was a great show, guys.
Wait, do you mean today or on Best in Show in general? Or I'm trying to understand.
No, my life.
Oh, you're about to explode
into confetti.
Oh my God, get me an umbrella.
Sweaty confetti. Everywhere.
I don't want to get hit with confetti at all. Wet confetti. I can't think of anything. That's paper mache, right? Wet confetti.
It's papier mache, actually.
Excuse me.
I can't believe I have a dead fish.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry about that. What if they don't have any black ones? What are you going to do?
I'll go to a different store and get a black one.
Really?
Or else, I'll be honest with you, this fish has changed colors so many times over the past day and a half while it was sick, the chameleon fish that he'd become. So, who knows?
What did he change to, from black to what?
I was thinking rainbow.
Really?
A nice little rainbow fish. I wish you would have picked a more attractive colored fish, because we have like an orange one. I'd like a nice little purple fish. I'm going to wind up getting two. And my wife's going to get so pissed off at me.
Did you ever... What you should actually do, though, is get an entire tank of them. And then when this happens, it's not even a big deal.
Scoop one out every time someone dies.
He can't keep one fish alive. What's the chances of an entire tank of fish?
I am going to go so far as to say that this fish, which was the one that I purchased at the pet store, was sick when we got it. Because this other one, dude, if you look at the tank is pristine, clean perfectly. I spent money on it. I spent time on this dumb thing, you know, that I don't have. I get home at 11 o'clock at night and I start to siphon a tank and clean crap.
When it gets cold, did you like warm it up in the microwave? Or?
You're not supposed to heat goldfish. They're supposed to be in fresh, cold water.
But that fish was black.
Oh, wow. I must have been reading the wrong thing. I have to look for the blackfish directions
next time. Speaking of reading, do you ever read those? Do you ever consult those books like those how-to books?
I looked in a dictionary.
Parenting?
I looked in a dictionary under goldfish.
So you could figure out what to ask for when you went to the pet store?
Goldfish for dummies?
No, those books like, you know, how to explain death, how to do this and that. Do you ever consult those parenting books? I gotta say, I've never seen any of them, so...
How to explain death? That exists?
I'm sure there's a book to explain the death of a pet to children. I'm sure there's a whole...
Wait. So you're asking me if I referenced a book that you believe might exist before going through this?
I said any books like that. Those parenting type of here's what you do books. You don't seem like the type of person that's gonna.
You know, if you give a man a fish, he eats once. But if you feed him the goldfish that he bought from the pet store,
he'll eat once, but he won't have to use his hands.
I'm sure.
I don't know that these books exist, and I'm sure that buying one of those books is more than the $3 that a new fish will cost. That's the way I look at it. That's what
so,
I'm thinking.
So your parenting pretty much goes in dollar signs.
Parenting for dummies.
Oh, no, parenting a fish for dollars. Yes, absolutely.
The internet says that goldfish can last up to 43 years. 10 to 15 is not uncommon with proper care.
You got screwed.
43 years. You could get a fish.
How many 40? I didn't even get 43 days.
Did you get a warranty on that?
Yeah, that fish maybe lasted like 3 weeks.
You might have to take care of this fish for the rest of your life. Like when your daughter leaves and moves out of the house, you might still have to
take care of it.
Fish.
I'll take care of it good.
He'll take care of it real good.
No, I just said, I'll put it in my lake that I'll get. I'm gonna start growing, have a koi fish lake in my backyard, and I'll put my goldfish in.
It's
it.
Classy.
That'd be terrific.
Why don't you get a bunch of little fish, then get like a baby piranha, and that'll be a 5 minute lesson.
Yeah, exactly. These same fish are the fish that you would buy to feed the other fish.
Okay.
I think. Actually, it's not. These aren't feeder fish.
So it's not really it's not fish, it's bait. Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Is it sea monkeys?
Yeah, and by the way, I just dropped a cucumber in water, and I thought that was a fish.
That'll be a pickle soon, depending on how dirty the water gets.
Oh, my God. It's being recommended that I should get a nice box of goldfish crackers instead. I do love those things.
I was thinking that, yeah. A goldfish cracker and a black magic marker. There you go.
Perfect.
What's the black magic marker for? The eyes?
No. It's going to make. We're going to replace the black fish with another goldfish.
The eyes.
I know what he was talking
Where
about.
Where are you today, buddy? You're not here today.
I wanted to say, today, come on. are we going to be honest here? Fred, half the time, like, says stuff, and it doesn't even understand what's going on in the room. He just sits in his own little thing, and he's just like, and he comes back like, oh, hey, what's going on, guys? Were you guys saying something?
Who gave Fred the internet? That pretty much sums it up, that quote.
I never realized you typed so fast.
Did you guys know What's Rachel like? Ray has two websites?
No, seriously, if you actually watch exactly how fast Fred types there, here, get a good look at this. Get a good look. He does 680 random nonsenses a minute. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I did something
bad. Wait, am I supposed to turn this computer on before it works?
By the way, I just got I don't know if it was somebody that heard me talking about it messing with me, most likely, but I just got an AIM message from something virus, something or other, and it said your computer. Oh, it was from Syntax Virus 1, and it said your computer will shut down in 15 minutes.
Awesome. I love the Syntax Virus.
I don't think this
If I was a rapper, I would totally be Syntax Virus.
A rapper or a hip hopper?
Well, is there really a difference? I thought they were all the same, according to the Get Up Kids or whatever that band is called.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, the Cool Kids. I read that article.
No, I brought up the Get Up Kids.
On our message board on the Hear Us Talk forum, somebody, was it Real Child? I don't know who it was, but somebody posted an article about what they referred to as hipster rap. And
Hipster hop.
And I don't, don't get me wrong, I hate hipsters more than anyone, but I listen to the Cool
More
Kids.
Than Hitler?
Hitler was the first hipster.
Well, I didn't even realize that. More than Idi Amin.
Edie, I mean, he's pretty bad.
Do you not consider yourself a hipster? Because
no,
many
I don't.
People would.
Yeah.
Many people would look at you and say, "Yeah, you're a hipster." That's like a there are no yuppies kind of thing. You know what I mean?
What's hip? Let's take a step back. Explain to me what you mean. Define hipster, or look in like an Urban Dictionary or something .com or something, and tell me what a hipster is, and let's see. If Keith, or any of us for that matter, fit into that category.
I think each one of us would probably be looked at from outside of this room as a hipster.
I'll look at you from inside the room as a hipster, Brian.
Any non-hipster would look at every one of us and
the
say,
hipster
yeah, you're all
handbook
hipsters.
Says the definition of a hipster, one who possesses tastes, social attitudes, and opinions deemed cool by the cool.
Yeah, I definitely do not think that I would fit into that category. And I would think that the majority of this room would not fit into that category.
At the end it says a hipster ideally possesses no more than 2% body fat. So no one in this room is
like, I'm just saying that that no one wants to be a hipster, but everyone people are.
Our buddy DJ Newstyle points out in the Pal Talk room, people who love all things ironic and nothing popular.
If that's
the case, then I guess I fit it. I'll be honest with you. I thought I was a regular guy more than anybody else. I thought I was like a regular guy. Like I'm a dude who hangs out and eats stuff.
You listen to, quote, interesting music. And,
I don't, though.
And, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I know. The Beatles and Led Zeppelin. That's what I listen to.
What about all the stuff that, like, you play for your after shows? Like the that hip-hop group, I can't remember what...
The Beatles? They weren't a hip-hop group.
Last one that you played.
The Esotericas.
7L and Esoteric?
That might qualify, that might be part and parcel, and might actually be on that definitive defining page of hipster hop.
No.
You, sir, are a hipster. For the
record, I have no problem if you want to consider me a hipster, although I don't think it's necessarily accurate, but 7L and Esoteric are definitely not hipster hop. 7L and Esoteric are fresh.
Well, that's interesting. That's what brought it, why I brought it up, because I listened to the Cool Kids after reading that article, and the Cool Kids didn't sound to me any different than anything I've heard in, like, hip-hop, rap, whatever, over the last 10 years. It's... Besides a few examples, I don't see why they would be singled out as opposed to, like, I don't what is it different? Because they dress like a different world, maybe? Is that, like...
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. When we look at that, when you go over to HeroesTalk.com and go to the forum, or HeroesTalk.com/forum, and take a look at the hipster hop thread, there's, like, we have all the videos listed in there, or the videos are listed under one of the links that's in there, and it's like the fourth or fifth one down is where the Cool Kids are, so I never got that far into it.
Yeah, don't bother listening to any of that music because it all sucks.
I agree with.
More clues if you're a hipster. If you own records put out by Matador, DFA, Definitive Junk,
there you go.
Discord, Warp, yep. Thrill Jockey, yes. Smells Like, yes. Records, and Drag City, you are a hipster.
No Smells Like Records, but I have every record by every other label.
I got Matador and Discord are the only ones on there that I know.
Pavement doesn't count, right?
Thrill Jockey, you got no...
Who's Thrill Jockey?
You got no Trans Am, you got no Tortoise.
I do have Tortoise and Trans Am.
You got some Thrill Jockey.
But both of them were things that people made discs for me, so I didn't know what labels they were.
What if you own an Atari Teenage Riot record and an Atari shirt? I think they're automatic. A hipster, then, right?
I have neither of those.
You should implode.
I have an Atari.
What if you play tag in the middle of Manhattan and you're an adult?
Yeah, no, that makes you a moron. That makes you a total moron, I think, more than anything
else. You're a hipster too if you frequently use the term postmodern, or as it's commonly known, POMO.
POMO.
As an adjective, noun, or verb.
Wasn't postmodern like a show on MTV after 120
briefly,
minutes?
Very briefly.
So is Liquid Television. So I don't know what that means. Do you have any hipster hop queued up that we could actually listen to?
Is that like code?
Yes.
Wait, are you sure?
Saying I'm bad with secrets.
No. Yeah, it's 12:00.
Is it Meltdown Sunday today? I don't understand.
Okay, here's some right here.
Wow, this is so smooth.
We got to fix the clocks in this room. I have nowhere near clocks.
You didn't know it was 8:45?
Chris Vanessa, we had a good run.
Hey, Donna, I like hipster hop. What about you? Plop. Oh, my God. Chaz the Dazzler points out that if you hide dead goldfish from your kid, you're a hipster. Damn it.
Guilty.
Damn it. As Charge, what's going on, buddy? Buddy? Vanessa?
Hello.
We don't hear her.
Hi.
Vanessa, are you there?
Yeah, she's there now.
I was there.
Yeah, honestly, I officially want to say that we have to get a new producer. And I'm saying and I'm saying this as a friend that cares about you. That cares.
That definitely was my, you know, I take
but as a friend that cares about you. You're fantastic on the mic. You are garbage on the boards. And that's all I'm going to say.
Man, that's not fair.
You know how they refer, like, when you refer to, like, turntables as the wheels of steel? I would say that Brian spins the wheels of rust. That's what he's at.
Dude, I swear to God, it's 11:56 right now by my clock over here. I'm dying.
Okay. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, what are you doing? Are we early?
Wait, are you really talking to me now?
I'm really talking to you right now, Vanessa. Are we early today?
My computer says 11:59, but my BlackBerry says 12:01. So okay. Split the difference, we're right on time.
Perfect. Thank you. So as long as I'm not insane. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't insane. Awesome. So
I was speaking to Brian, so whether he thinks we're early or not, we were on the phone doing our little test.
I was doing some setup and stuff like that. I just got Chris pointed the metaphorical finger at me a little too early, and I was unexpected.
It's all right. By the way, why does Brent just said good report, Vanessa? Time for the PS. So Vanessa, what's up with you? Where are you at today?
Well, Well, I read a story this morning about an Australian man who was forced to call the fire department at 3 a.m. to remove 16 stainless steel washers from around his penis. Some sort of late-night activity got the washers on, but then he was stuck and was finally rushed into an operating room for a 90-minute surgical procedure to get the washers off. Sexual play involving objects and emergency rooms is nothing new. Foreign bodies in the rectum is a common enough phenomenon to require protocols to be established in all hospitals and articles written in major medical journals about dealing with such presentations. Some fun facts to be aware of. Most commonly seen in men in their 20s and 30s. I'm looking at you guys. The ratio of men over women to present with this issue is 28 to 1. Only one-third of people admit the reason for their arrival at the ER. Common excuses for the pain is an accident, I fell on something, or some sort of therapeutic technique gone wrong. Here's some stuff I found reports of being in people's butts. Vibrators and other sexual devices, of course. Toothbrushes and toothbrush holders. Empty soda can, 100-watt light bulb, microwave egg cooker, screwdrivers and other tools. Mm. Fruits and vegetables, kitchen utensils of all variety, pens, balloons, baseballs, shampoo bottle, rocks, flashlight, ice pick.
Like rocks!
And the list goes on and on. Anything that can fit into the butt, and some things that really can't, have been stuck up there and lost. So as your official Best in Show sexy talking lady, I'm going to give you guys the advice right now that will prevent you from ever having to have anything removed from your butt by a doctor. Flared base. Butt play requires a flared base on whatever you're going to stick up there, or it can get lost. Flared base.
Like a megaphone.
For sexy Best in Show, sexy radio, sexy news, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
I really wanted you to be Vanessa Sexy.
I'm sex.
I thought about it.
I'm like a megaphone,
a
maybe.
Lamp.
I'm trying. Why would a lamp?
No, it's
be
a flared base. Like it's supposed to be the opposite way.
Yeah, well, you could inverse it.
No, how are you going to cram the handle in through your?
Oh, I forgot that there was a handle on a megaphone. I guess that wouldn't work.
Like a gourd.
Gourd doesn't really
talking like
a
funnel.
Base,
like take a funnel gourd. Upside down and sit on it.
And then Nazi. Pour liquor inside of it.
Yes, there you go.
And set that on fire while it's pouring in. And you could pour fire in your ass.
Chris, honestly, what was the strangest thing you ever had in your butt?
I'll be honest with you. I really never. No, that wasn't that strange. You're pretty normal. There's not a lot of hasn't been a lot of ass. But I put a douche in my ass.
No.
Yeah, I put a douche in my ass as at a party, drunk as a joke.
How
once
did it smell
I thought,
after?
I thought it was. I don't know. I couldn't get my nose into my ass.
Did you feel fresh afterwards?
Oh, like a daisy, like a daisy. Yeah. You know, at our buddy Joe, who passed away a few years back, he dragged me out one night to his girlfriend's house where his girlfriend was having a party, and actually your cousin Frank was there at the house as well.
Okay.
And Joe was dating this girl, and Frank was dating her sister, and they had a third sister that no one dated. And I was told to go into her bathroom. Go into her bathroom because there was a douche just sitting on the counter. Like, I wonder why she didn't have a boyfriend. That was weird. But, yeah, her douche was just sitting on the counter, and they said, come on, douche yourself. And I douched my ass.
You were such a douche.
Was there a bag involved? Because I've always wondered about that.
No, it's a bottle that you shoot water up your ass.
Oh, it's like an enema. It's like a little mini
enema. Exactly what it is.
Keith, what about you? Strangest thing in your butt?
I've never had anything in there.
Oh, liar.
You've had a thermometer in your ass.
No.
A finger?
You're going to tell me that you've never had a thermometer in your ass?
No, I've never had. I've always gotten in the mouth or under the.
Isolate it. I've never had it in my ass. I always put it in my mouth.
No, I've never had maybe a doctor's finger once for a checkup.
So during your little frisky time, you never get a finger popped in your ass?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, man, you're missing out.
I'm scared of pain. And
it doesn't hurt.
I'm the same way with Keith.
I don't believe you.
I don't like it
either. You don't take King Kong. There's like fingers that'll destroy you.
I don't like anything in the butt either. It makes me feel all weird. It makes me tense up.
And it's not because it's a gay thing. It's nothing like that. I just don't
yes,
like. I don't like the. Well, maybe, but I. It's to me.
That's the only reason why someone wouldn't put something in their ass because they're afraid it's going to make them gay.
So Fred, you've had something in your ass. What's the weirdest thing you've had in your ass?
No, I guess it was like a girl's like finger, but it never really went up. Like anytime it goes near that area, I tense up and I. You know, I don't think they can even
up
do
and
it.
Kick her in
so
the
you,
face.
So you don't like, so like maybe if she just taps, if she taps on the starfish, is that enough for you?
I don't know. It's too much. It's too much for me. It's maybe it's too.
You can ease into it with like just a little pressure on the
Probably you sound like you've done this.
The little perineal. That's area? It. Yeah, that. Except it's
what's that?
You get it. Start off with just a little pressure. Then
I could do the perineal little, area. Yeah. I can't go too far
on the chin.
I love that you know the perineal zone.
Yeah.
Whenever I use the term perineal zone, people look at me like I have three heads and don't know what I'm talking about.
I say chin rest.
What about you, Brian?
My own finger. It's probably about the weirdest thing. That's,
no. Yeah. You did it to yourself?
Regularly.
Do you think that's normal? I mean, well,
it's probably not normal, but no. If something's going wrong down there, I gotta check and see what's.
Oh, so
what's
you're
up.
Not doing it for pleasure?
No, I'm doing it for maintenance. I'm cleaning.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
Yeah,
wait, he's cleaning. How? What are you cleaning?
Okay, if we're talking about that, then I guess I put a wet one in my my.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going like exculpatory.
Your lady friend has never tickled your bung for you. You've never tickled your own bung while your lady friend and you were busy?
No, I've never done that. That's kind of funny.
You've never pushed on your perineal zone and maybe slipped a thumb in your ass at the same time? Yeah.
Vanessa, strangest thing in your butt?
Is Vanessa even on the phone anymore?
Great.
Yeah, she hung up.
Is that really what just happened?
Yeah, she hung up. It says hung up here.
We're being told in the chat room that we hung up on her. Okay. And I see Vanessa saying, I'm waiting for anyone to realize that I'm not on the phone. This is really fantastic. Remember the wheels of rust? Now they're the wheels of shit. That's where I'm at now.
Did you ever put one of those up your ass?
Apparently, the strangest thing that I put up my ass is the virtual phone on this laptop.
No, it was your head while you were trying to operate the phone.
And as a result, Vanessa is now back on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. This isn't a fun show to be on. Don't you like being involved with this?
I'm literally raped by this show every single week.
Is it the show? Is it the show, or is it just one member of the show who hates it?
Sorry, Vanessa. It just hung up. It says hung up as if you hung up from your look. I don't need to fight about
no,
this.
No, I said you guys were talking away. I was like, DDD, I'll wait until they're done chattering and then click
Boo.
Gone. Silence.
So, Vanessa.
I was like, maybe this is the new routine, I think.
Hang up on Vanessa.
I just keep my thing out, and then you just hang right up on me.
It's a bit. It's a bit, and we're being told by Brick Savlin we should play her intro music again. Well, what do you got? Oh, sorry. that was waiting a long time for nothing. So, Vanessa, sorry. Did you at least hear what was happening on the program? These dummies?
Well, I turned the regular radio back up.
Oh, man. It's shameful.
What show are you listening to?
So do you think these guys...
anyone but this one.
Do you think these guys are being honest? Do you think these guys don't have never put anything in their bungs recreationally?
In my experience... yeah, guys tend to like a little bit of something back there, you know? Maybe if it's not putting it up, it's like you
tickles.
Dance around. You
tickles,
little,
exactly. Yeah. Something. Especially a group of hipsters like this. You got to figure that there's going to be a little bit of play.
Have I been dishonest on this show to this point that you think that this is what I'm
talking
about?
I don't know. Well, you're the exception to the rule. You're the one that I think that you're being honest because you're white bread. You're white bread with a lot of things, and it wouldn't surprise me if you were white bread about your sex life too.
I forgot about the white bread incident. Maybe I had something.
No, but
there.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like you're pizza cheeseburger plain. You're a large plain, and a large plain would not involve a digit in the bung. So I would understand you, I guess.
But a large plain hipster.
Obviously.
In my work experience, in my former profession, there was a lot of guys wanted some stuff to happen with their butts, but it was too much contact for me. So I would sometimes be in the room while they decided to do things themselves, since I refused. But yeah, lots of butt stuff.
Can you break the leg off that table for me?
So you're saying it was the spectators that wanted things in their ass. It wasn't. They were not requesting it of you or the ladies that were coming with you.
They were asking for assistance. They were hoping that we would come over and do some of the heavy lifting for them with the butt play. But
what I'm saying is with them as the recipient, not with you guys as the recipient, or both.
Yeah. Them as the recipient. Yeah, and. I suppose, you know, since I've been retired, things having to do with girls and butts have gotten much more popular in porn, and that would usually whatever was the popular porn fetish at the time would kind of spill over into what people asked for, because yeah, it was gross.
Oh no, I thought the spilling was the gross part. That's all I was thinking about.
No, I was agreeing with you. It was gross. So I think it was never requested of me to have a double penetration, you know, that they could watch, but maybe because it wasn't in all the movies yet.
Did you throw it in anyway?
No.
Complimentary ass.
This one's on the house. Did you ever have to stick anything up there though during business, Vanessa?
Well, that's what she just said. Is like, it wasn't a popular thing.
No.
Like a peacock feather.
I didn't put anything up there.
Nothing. How about in your personal life?
Yeah. How about for fun?
I'm not into it so much for me.
Well, you also don't have a prostate. I mean, that would explain a lot.
Well, 28-1. That's the incident report. So, and I think even in the one, it's probably during activity with a guy.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
You guys like to see. I mean, I don't mean you guys the specific, but I'm speaking about guys the collective. You guys like to see girls have stuff in their butts, though. Right?
Oh no, you could speak about
that's
me.
That's what the movies.
You could absolutely speak about me personally. I will 100% cop that. That's the greatest thing in the world. Well, maybe not the greatest thing in the world.
Why?
It's filthy. It's filthy and it's unpleasant.
It's the taboo.
And
I guess.
So you want her to be uncomfortable?
Not physical. It's not the physical discomfort that would bother me, because that I don't like. That I don't like about it.
But it is physically uncomfortable.
To some.
Okay. I'm not necessarily disagreeing. It's a terrific thing to see. I like to see just awful. I like to see awful, hideous things. To be quite honest. I like to watch girls piss. Okay, can we just say that? I've said that a million times on this show. I love saying filthy things. I love waste products involved with genitalia.
Whoa.
Watching it, not being involved, watching it.
You are a hipster.
And I have no problem with. I love a little bit of bung play. Whoa. I love a little bit of pee-pee. I love it all.
I don't think double penetration would count as a little bit of anything. I think that's a full.
Well,
commitment.
Double penetration is gross, because then it's getting kind of a little bit gay, and I'm not. That's the reason that DPs are not my thing to go. I would the idea of a dude, like, you know, hanging out on another dude and then pulling out and there's another dude there to blow a load on. I couldn't be bothered. That would bother me. Well, not necessarily bother me. It just wouldn't arouse me. It would kind of turn me off.
But you're into doing it as well, Chris. Not only seeing it, you're into doing the anal as well. Do you enjoy it in your sex life?
I have enjoyed anal in my life, yes.
Chris? Keith?
No, I haven't put anything there.
I have enjoyed anal in Chris's life as well.
Yeah.
I've never done anal sex, and I just think it's really gross. I'm afraid that something's going to come out.
A lobster?
No.
Like, what's going to come out?
No, like
confetti.
A little bit of duty?
Yes.
He's afraid it's going to make her explode.
It's not going to happen.
What do you mean it's not going to happen? How can it not happen? Well, I've never.
I also think you're lying.
I've never.
Fred's lie of the week.
I've never done. You know, I've really never. I just couldn't do it. I'm just scared.
It's just different.
You're scared.
Don't get me wrong. It's not a regular thing by any means. I can count it on one hand how many times I've done it in my life. You know, it's.
You got a fist up there?
It's good to mix it up. Mix it up. Make things crazed and have fun and.
Bro, are you into it?
Throwing hammers around the room.
Oh, no, God. I'm not into it. I understand why people are, because it is a taboo. But once you've done it once, there's really kind of it's not nearly as good as the real thing.
Huh.
Which is to say, peeing on, you know, your face,
peeing on prostitutes
and
on a bridge
on your chest, cool. And murdering a prostitute. That's the real thing.
Wow. I'm just looking at the chat room. The things that are going on that I've missed over the past couple of minutes about putting cactuses in asses and whatnot. Oh. These are just things I've missed.
That's a waste of a cactus, though.
Well, seriously. As long as it has a flared base, I think that's legal right there.
Porcupines, do they have a flared base?
Oh, my God.
Do you guys know why things get lost up there? Do you understand the...
Well, because it kind of clinches around it. Like, if it's flared...
Yeah, it's the muscle pulls up. That's why you have to have the flared base, so that whatever went in, the end of it is bigger and can't follow.
Wait, but it's got to be
a
huge flare.
What do you mean? So the cutting muscle contraction is grabs it in and pulls it up?
Like a snake.
It's like the undertow.
And I say the cutting.
Yes, it's the undertow. That's exactly what it is.
Once you get past like the ring, as I understand, it just kind of like it swallows it up and cinches it down. That's the reason why you can't go. Don't break that barrier. Anything that goes beyond does not return.
All right, I'll duly noted. I'll make a point. I'll memorize that and make sure when I'm in my bathroom enjoying myself, you know, doing whatever it is that I need to do to get myself through. Another sad day in my life. Crying alone. I put tears in my ass. I put tears in my ass regularly. Oh, man. Vanessa, help us out of this. Help us out with dudes talking about sticking things in our ass. Let's make this sexy somehow.
I'm sorry I took you there.
Well, take us someplace sexy. Get us out of this thing.
Let's see. There was a guy that had the shoelace around his testicles.
No, yeah, that's sexy. That's exactly what we're looking for. Mangled genitals are generally what I would consider sexy. That's my other fetish, by the way, but that's a personal thing. What do you mean, the guy with the shoelace around his testicles?
I've seen a lot of a lot of different masturbation techniques. You know, as we've established, I was there as a visual cue, but not to actually do the hands-on work. So the hands-on work was left up to the customer himself. And
what's a lot
of different things that they do to make that happen for them.
A decoration as opposed to an accessory.
The shoelace was actually tied very, very tightly, a binding around the testicles, and then just right as he was ready to go, he releases it, and he also had a need. It was the biggest penis I've ever seen. It was quite a display, and the shoelace.
Does he put his shoelace back on his shoe after he's done? Like, does he use his shoe that he's wearing?
You've got to have.
I think I think this was a special shoelace.
I was gonna say you've got to have your own ball shoelace if that's what you have.
Well, wait a second.
Wrapped up in like velvet, like a little tiny velvet.
But maybe Vanessa can answer another question now. That shoelace, did that come off of a really big shoe?
It was a big shoelace. It's true.
That's the fat laces.
The thing he had going on was enormous, and he was kind of a short guy, so it was one of those. I would generally try not to watch or look because, you know, they're gross. It's gross. And so I would be doing my thing, whatever I'm doing, and
tying your shoes,
and just let them go about their business. But this was one of those cases where I was there with another girl, and we gawked. I mean, it was like, wow, what do you got going on there?
That's a big shoelace.
The gawking was at the shoelace, or the gawking was at the...
The whole thing. The whole thing. It was like this guy who was probably like 5'5", and he's on his couch, you know, so he's kind of in the reclined position when you start to slip down a little bit on the couch, and he's got the shoelace, and he's wearing a shirt with no pants, this enormous erection.
And the head of his penis is resting on his forehead.
It was big. It was scary big.
So you have to watch them, like, finish, too, when you go to these things?
Well, I did mention before that the title of my autobiography, at a time when I actually considered writing a memoir like this, before writing sexy memoirs became such a cliche that now it's just like, why bother? But my friend who worked with me, our joke was that mine was always Don't Get It On You is the title, because that's the goal, is to stay as far away from the product as possible, even though the guys are really trying to get you involved with the product. And so usually I wouldn't watch, I wouldn't, unless that was part of the thing, unless the thing was really, you have to watch me, otherwise it won't work,
so
you have to watch.
So now the question needs to be asked outright, if I may.
Uh-huh.
Don't Get It On You is the goal. Does that mean that your goal sometimes was not achieved?
There were times when it was... Yes, there was failure.
Fail.
And they were sad, sad, sad days.
Fail hogs.
Wow.
Sad days. Days when you go home and think there's not enough money in the world.
Now, are we talking like shrapnel off on the side?
Yeah, so you know how it is when you're a guy. Sometimes you're like... Sometimes it just kind of...
goes where
there's
it wants to.
There's a drizzle, and sometimes there's like a machine gun, like rapid fire kind of thing. So there were times where I was really far away and would catch shrapnel, and
just
that day.
But just shrapnel. We're saying, like, if we're talking quantity wise, the worst instance of inappropriate fire. What are we talking? Half a teaspoon?
Okay. The absolute worst instance was a guy who was hassling me the whole time to give him a hand job, and I was refusing, and he was really giving me like the pressure, like saying, like,
giving you the business.
Like, come on, what's wrong with you? You know, like acting like I was a whore anyway, and so what was the big deal? And he kept moving his body closer and closer to me, and I kept moving away. And by the end of it, there was an obvious disgust on both of our parts. He hated me and was just trying to get it over with, and I hated him and was just like, let me get my money and get out of here. And so he finally finishes. And he's got it in his hand, and he reaches over and just smears it all over my chest.
Classy guy. At least he didn't, like, put
with,
it on
like,
your
the
money.
Most, like, yeah, with such a like an indignant, like, you know, like, here you go. Like,
but by the way, that sound of me going, was not me being gross. I actually just orgasmed myself. Yeah, that's hideous.
So what do you do at that point? Do you just run out?
Do you kick him? Do you punch him?
Do you call the guy in the car downstairs who's waiting for you and tell him to bring
the gun?
It
was like, you know, it was like, nice. I got up and left, you know.
You can charge him more for
like,
that?
There were no more words. But.
Equinox in our chat room has a good question. Was his name Multiple Migs?
No, but this was...
Silence
of the
Lambs joke. Come on.
Was it before or after that movie, I wonder? I don't remember whether he took inspiration from that or not.
Can I ask now, maybe in an uncomfortable way here, is there like a walk of shame aspect to that? Like when you're like, cause like you have to be there now while you're putting your clothes back on and walking out and going to the bathroom or doing whatever it is to clean yourself up. Like how almost cursed because I was so like gnarled out again. Like isn't there a certain aspect of just like, ugh, like I have to be here with this piece of garbage that just did this? Like,
oh, yeah, it's awful. The whole thing's awful. It's awful.
Again, one of those days when you say, oh, God, there can't be enough money in the world to do this.
Yeah, it's, you know, you take a little break after something like that. Usually you go home and regroup, you know, it's like the phone rings, the agency's calling,
15,
you're like,
minutes.
I need a couple days.
Isn't it sad when you think about, like, your wife has to do that for free with you?
What do you mean?
Like, she has to deal with all of this mess and filth and garbage. And
you're
like
talking about my wife?
Parts in our minds.
Oh, yeah, no. My wife hasn't done anything like that in years. Yeah. I have a child. I have a child.
Like, we're like, wow, this is a hellacious experience that Vanessa had, and like, she got money for it. And, you know, people do it every day without getting paid.
Move the rope.
I wouldn't be upset if I liked you.
Oh, that would be
yeah,
okay.
Of course. There's something, yeah. You know, if you're enjoying yourself.
I don't want this to come across as like male bashing at all. Like I don't find guys to be gross in general. I mean, you know, grosser than just humans in general, or humans are gross, but it's specific to that line of work.
Right on. Yeah. You're certainly not suggesting that you're not a sexual being that enjoys, you know, whatever things that are out there that you enjoy. I'm not gonna say what you do or what you don't. Like you're not saying that at all. It's just that when it came to being in a professional atmosphere, you were making a buck, and that's what it was.
Well,
exactly.
I'm just saying whenever there's a line in the bedroom, it's typical. I would assume that it's the guy that's crossing it, and I'm sure the girl, even if they're in a healthy sexual relationship with a person that they love, like the guy's gonna. Well, here you go, and slap their batch on their chest or something like that, and the girl's going to be like, oh, God, really? Now I got to break up with you.
Unless maybe she's a girl that likes a batch. I mean, you don't. Everyone likes different things.
Right, but there's got to be that line,
and
every guy crosses it. You know what I mean?
Can I
get a take back on that one?
I've known girls that love that stuff, and I know girls that are just like, ew, get that stuff away from me. I mean, it's ever different strokes as we make another Arnold reference today. Like, you know, everybody likes different things. It doesn't
watch me smear this on you, Abraham.
What you talking about, Willis? Yeah, I think it's hot. I think it's all hot. I think it's terrific. I think it's unbelievably sexy. This has been the most unsexy sexy report as we talk about load and ass play.
I'll try to come up with something more titillating for next week.
Ew, you just said the dirty word.
That's got a flair.
Come on, you guys love it.
Yeah, oh, totally, totally. Vanessa, as always, a fantastically captivating report. If people want to check out your blog or a forum or whatever it is that we're going to plug this week, what would they do?
VanessaAdultBlogspot.com or the Hear Us Talk forum.
Super, HearUsTalk.com/forum. Vanessa, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Vanessa.
I appreciate your patience.
She just hung up on you.
Again.
So, soon.
What up, Keithy?
A couple weeks ago, I was talking about... I started to bring up The N, my favorite station, which I haven't watched in a while, by the way, but...
That was Vito.
But that led me to a couple things. And the first one is, do you know that there's one song that can currently be played on, that is played on, like, classic rock stations that uses the N-word?
Oh, yeah, I used to know what the song was.
And I just came to the realization, I didn't hear that there's one, I came to the realization that this has to be the only song.
Is it AC/DC?
It's not AC/DC.
No, it's like The Who...
The Who actually get away with the F word sometimes, although not so much
anymore. That's what it is. No, there's another. Damn it!
But I could see that even more.
John Lennon's.
The John Lennon song that uses it in the title, but good guess.
No, I do know. I used to know the answer to that song. Chris, as you were out, we were discussing. Keith brought up that there's a classic rock song that can be regularly played that has the N word in it. What is it?
And it's not necessarily, don't think the typical classic rock groups, but it is a song that can be played on the classic rock stations. Yeah, it is played, because I heard it on the local Q104 yesterday.
Soldier Boy?
Yes. And
okay, Lou Reed is Colored Girls.
I'm
trying to think. Where have those moments happened that I said, oh my God, I can't believe they just played that?
I was saying The Who because they say they're able to. They got the F bomb. I was confusing it with the F word. In
I'm gonna guess it's a Rolling Stones song.
No, that's.
No, I guessed it. I could be wrong, but I guessed it.
David Bowie song?
It's not a David Bowie song.
N word. What song has the N word?
Hendrix would be the only classic guy that can use it.
You don't mean, well, that's allowed to, but that would be with an A at the end. It's a little different. You're not talking about the Guns N' Roses song, right?
I'm not talking about One in a Million by Guns N' Roses because they don't play that because of it. And when they have played it,
Immigrants and Maggots.
They play that part, but yeah, they don't.
On a loop.
That's okay.
Well, do they use it? How do they use this word? Do they use it in a derogatory manner?
If he does it, then it's going to spurl it.
I'm not going to drag it on too long anyway. Why did one song
get deleted and this song doesn't?
Because Axl Rose's use of that word is the classic use of the word. You know, like whereas in this, it's actually just a reference to something.
I just looked at the chat room
and somebody knows what it is.
Patti Smith.
It's not Rock and Roll N by Patti Smith.
Oh, really?
That song's never played.
I've heard that on the radio.
It's totally
though.
Like
you've heard that song on the radio?
I 100% have. It might have been XM, come to think of it. It probably was
you've
XM.
You've heard this song. Like I can't remember for the life of me, but it's like a regular, it's a quote regular song. You might even not even recognize that it's in there, but it's like.
Is it a Zeppelin song?
It's killing me.
If I give what the song's about. Then, Brian's going to get it immediately. But
maybe give me something.
It's dying. It's a political based song.
Oh.
And the reference to the N word is actually a reference to Northern Islanders.
I was going to say Bob Dylan, but now that you said that. Is it Dylan? Is it Bob Dylan's, Nick? Is it the Cranberries? Is it Zombie by the Cranberries?
Other than John Lennon, which I heard you already shot down, but as I was walking back into the room, I can't. Yes.
No.
What is it?
I mean, it's gotta be you too.
No, it's not. It's a song about a guy named Oliver Cromwell.
Oliver Cromwell lives in the floor and he likes to beat ends just for fun. Oh God, I come.
Oliver Cromwell.
Whoa.
And his army.
Whoa, really?
Crank this up a little.
And by the way, I got another classic rock song that uses it. Don't start the talk. Great song.
It really is a great song. It's Elvis Costello, by the way, if anyone doesn't know.
And if you don't know, you should be told.
Stop listening.
You're
so not a hipster.
It is not Bob Dylan's niche.
By the way, what about the Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia?
What does that play it on?
It's on Guitar Hero.
That's at the radio.
But it's on Guitar Hero that every 15-year-old kid has it in their house, and the N-word is on their video game.
I thought I remember playing that here.
It might have been edited out, to be quite honest. Reggae, that you know how the Johnnies feel cold. The slums got so much food.
Are we letting it play through to that part?
I assumed you would have cued it, but...
Oh, so it's like a wicker.
It's allowed.
It's like a wicker.
Yeah, but you say that's why it's allowed?
A wicker.
That's why it's allowed.
It's white, white. It's a white one.
And that's Mr. Elvis Costello.
Thank you. Thank
what
you,
a great album, too, by the way. Armed Forces.
That's a terrific album.
I thought he was going to play Straight Outta Compton or something like that. And he's going to get us as a classic rock song.
I bought the second NWA album, which I can't even say the title because the word's in the title. But,
For Life?
Yeah, For Life. And
it's not as good as Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, wait a second. You know what I just realized? Is that where the NWO For Life thing came from?
It probably is.
I didn't even think of that until just now.
Probably.
But anyway, I started counting how much they used that word.
I love stream of consciousness, random, quiet wrestling thoughts, just out loud. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. Yeah,
it was like 173 times by the third song.
173 N-words by the third song.
By the fourth or fifth song. I started counting. After a while, I was just like, I got so far that I wanted to keep going. To see, you know, it was earlier because I wanted to see if it hit like 700, like 1,000 or something. And it wasn't going to hit 1,000, but...
I will say that the first Ghetto Boys record, I started counting their use of the word, of the F word. And they were well into the 50s halfway through the first song. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I just can't do this anymore.
But I bet it's hard to find words that rhyme with that, the N word and the F word. I mean, there's only so many. Like the N word. Okay.
Well, the F word, there's tons that rhyme with it.
Tons, the F word. Duck. Truck.
Luck. Buck. Suck. Muck.
I love that AC/DC song, F Luck.
Well, it's funny. I mean, I have to assume, now I don't have the lyrics in front of me, the Elvis Costello stuff, but I have to assume he was making sort of a backhanded reference to Norman Mailer. It kind of loops back to earlier conversations. Norman Mailer wrote White Negro, which was sort of became like a misnomer against white hipsters or people who were appropriating like the African American culture, and I think that's probably what he was saying. It's just like he pulls a trigger and someone died. Who was that someone in the song?
A Northern Islander, not Northern Staten Islander. Somebody from Northern Ireland.
No, we don't.
So it's not white people appropriating black culture.
That's
like a.
Yeah, no, it's not like
cast.
The traditional term of phrase, use of the term wigger, so to speak. Wigger, so to speak.
You have any other racist songs, Keith?
I just wanted to say Norman Mailer.
You know what my favorite use of the C word in classic rock is?
What?
No, it's a question.
What?
I guess you want an answer? The police, rehumanize yourself. I love that he uses the C word.
Did
that
you have
song.
That in the chamber waiting for? Did you have an answer, or did that just pop in your head?
No, that right. was the whole point of why I brought it up.
Thought you were going to say chitty chitty bang bang. I wish.
But the reason I brought up the end, that just popped into my head. Another rambling thought was I haven't watched it in a month or so. I was watching Growing Pains constantly.
I was going to say the end is that
Canadian
TV Canadian channel.
Station. Yeah, but I realized that there's a bunch of terms. That
by the way, they haven't stopped in the chat room with rhymes. So it rhymes with certain words. And now it's gotten to stunt, brunt, blunt.
Alan Funt. On the C camera. Yeah. So there's words that have become part of like part of mainstream vocabulary now. And like the example, the reason I brought up the M was because they were talking about a commercial. There was a commercial for a show, and the lady says, "We find out finally who so and so's baby daddy is." And the term baby daddy and baby mama, I constantly hear people I work with use it. I hear it used on, like, news programs. I hear it, and, like, it's this, how did that phrase, how is that allowed to get into the English language as everyday, like...
Well, Canadian people are saying it, right? This is
coming back after the break. We're going to see about gas prices in New Jersey. And look at this, Clay Aiken's baby mama.
That's exactly how it's used. How it's used.
Faux shizzle.
There's no more boyfriends, now it's your man. There's no more husbands, now it's your man.
Boo.
Which to
well,
me
your man is normal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's your man.
I don't know. I won't bother.
I got no problem with your man. But baby daddy, baby mama, stupid. Your man, fine.
Are there any others that bother you? Any words like that?
Brian said boo.
My
boo.
Bitches.
Boo is horrible.
I jokingly refer to my wife as my boo all the time because it makes her so pissed off at me. I find it hilarious.
Well, it's funny.
Oh, come on, boo. Come here. Shut up. Shut up.
Stop calling her your baby mama. See if she likes that.
I can't.
I've done that jokingly, too, and that's not a problem, though.
I can't stand know what I'm saying. Like when people use that. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
See, I go, nah, mean.
Not see, I don't hear that in like news broadcasts and things though. Like, you know, like that's like rappers say that, you know, like
what?
Wow, see you sprung it. You sprung it on me here. I'm sure there are.
There's
definitely a term. There's definitely a term that they use. I hate the term rocker. Could I just say that I hate the term rocker?
You can say that.
I just did.
I don't think you do, though.
Yeah. I hate the term rocker being used in a serious sense to describe someone who likes rock.
I hate
Shut up.
I hate it when you guys call me hipster.
Hipster's bad, too.
There's one that I'm trying to think on news, and I'm trying to think what it is. There's one that I'm thinking of that's not leaping to mind right now.
Faggot.
Equinox in the chat was talking about he knows guys in their 20s who refer to their guys in their 20s who refer to their girlfriends as their old lady. I love old lady.
I used to do that all the time.
I used to refer to my girl as my old lady my whole life. My
old
girl.
Lady good.
My baby mama. I used to refer to her as my old lady forever.
Now I call my girlfriend my lady friend. Like I'll introduce her as my lady friend.
My significant other.
I don't mind the phrase my girl. That one doesn't bother me so much. But my man, is that your man? That drives me insane when
I hear that's crazy. That's crazy. Why would one bother you and the other not?
It's like I don't know. Like if you call someone your man, it's like
that would be
like,
as bad as calling someone your woman.
Not to get all like you know
like your boy.
Not to get all okay. Politically correct or socially correct, but aren't you automatically putting yourself in like a submissive role to say like my man like because I expect the next sentence to be this is my man he protects me kind of thing, you know like it's
I hear what
bro,
you're saying
bro you're my man it's my man
what's up
no seriously look like you're my man like I got no problem with
but
my
that's
man
different.
Stop being so submissive Keith.
I hate when people say amped. I don't like amped.
Bruce
perfect. Perfect amped, friend, because dude. I heard a girl on a news program the other day say, and I am amped for the Sex in the City movie.
Okay.
I hate it when people are extreme.
Can I just be insane for a second here? And for the record, by the way, oh man, there's a bunch of them in the chat room that are being thrown out that I use every single one. Bruce Leo is pointing out my chick bothers him. I refer to my girl as my chick all the time. P-Roll has a problem with the word stoked. I am stoked on so many things. I'm stoked on so many things.
Bad news.
Oh, I'm stoked on that. I'm stoked on the fact that you think it's bad news.
I do like using the word hype and hyped, though. Sometimes I like using words that like
you'll
caught
use
on.
It, but you'll use it and you'll say the word dog after it or something.
But I'll be an ironic hipster when I'm using right, it. You're absolutely
exactly.
Right. Give me a Bella Sebastian shirt.
I just want to say I use amped all the time. I'm totally amped on things. I've got it someplace in my mind that I convinced myself for a while that I invented amped when I know I didn't. I know I didn't.
What?
But I convinced myself that I invented amped because I remember on Fred's band's old message board, the Monty Love message board here on Staten Island, a bunch of people started frequenting it. And I remember when other people started using the word amped on the board, I was getting pissed off saying, yo, what are they doing? Why are they stealing my word? I swear to God that this is something that actually went through my mind. And I've had the same
wow.
thing on the term golden. When everything's good, oh, dude, I'm golden. I know that I invented golden, and everyone in the world uses golden now, and it bothers me.
When did you start using that?
Like, back in the on-site days. Like,
was it before The Outsiders was written? Because that would be, I think, my...
He didn't say, stay golden, Pony Boy. He said, stay gold, Pony Boy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dude, how you doing? Oh, I'm golden. I'm good. I'm golden.
that's not possible that you...
I know it's not, but I think it.
Did you start saying everything's hunky-dory and then everyone started ripping you off?
Oh, my God. I referred to... I noticed someone had a bike, and I thought it was kind of cool. I said, hey, bro, that bike is boss.
You know what people
and
stole...
And I know that people ripped that off.
You know what people stole from me? They'd say, like, how you doing? I'd say, ah, pretty good. Yourself? Everyone's doing that now.
I was the first one to say
I'm
the word
telling
cool.
you, I know I said golden first. I know I said golden first. I used to say it all the time because people used to laugh when I said it, and now they're saying it themselves. Rob Giggs pointed out in the chat room, yo, homie, which I say to everybody constantly, which is a throwback, obviously, but I refer to people as homie all the time now, too, and it's stupid.
Equinox came up with one. He submits the word rad, which I always thought was a joke until I actually lived out in Southern California. People use that word for real.
Best movie ever.
They use rad and they use bitchin', and they mean
bitchin'
it. They're not using it. They're not using it. They're not being even like remotely ironic or anything. They describe things as bitchin' and rad. And
by the way, our buddy Brix Avalon points out that Italians invented golden when they were laying out with the aluminum trifold sun panels. Oh, Ma, I'm getting golden tonight. I'm telling you, I invented golden.
I hate when people say I'm burnt out or burnt. I don't like that phrase either. Oh, I'm burnt, man.
What do they mean,
burnt
high?
No, like tired or burnt out or, you know,
burnt
stressed
out. Burnt out doesn't bother me, but I'm burnt. I'm just burnt. And you know what? That wouldn't bother me. If you're using it to describe being high, it would bother me. Oh, bro, I'm so burnt.
I thought Chris was going to say, if you use it in the sense where you're making brownies and the brownies are burnt, you get real burnt.
Oh, dude, I left the oven on too high. Food's burnt.
Anything food related that's burnt, you bum out about. I hate when people say Jaeger bombs. What are you drinking? I'm having a Jaeger bomb.
But that's not a term. That's actually a thing.
A drink.
But they're not even talking about Jaeger bombs either.
It's
they're going to go out and you know, they're going to go Jaeger bombing or something. That doesn't mean that they're going to have like Jaeger in a beer. That means they're going to go drink.
That is a term. That is a real drink, and it is a term for going out drinking as well.
I've never heard of that.
Yes,
it's horrible. You guys are hipsters. You know about this stuff. I don't.
I think it's more like a fratster type of thing.
Oh. Keg stands.
Jaeger bombs.
I'm with Jaeger bombs. No. Oh, I'm going out keg standing tonight.
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
What does keg standing mean?
You've never done a keg stand in your life?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's right. You're not a girl.
No one can lift him up. Who are you kidding, Chris?
That's true. A keg stand is when you do a handstand on top of a keg and they pour the beer right into your mouth from it. Somehow, because you're upside down, the alcohol goes right to your brain.
But then everyone in the room finds the needs to count. And whoever gets... I don't know why people need to
19,
count.
19, exactly. 11, go! He drank it! Yeah! And it's not he. It's always a girl because you want her to be so drunk that she falls over. I don't understand why...
You want her shirt to go fall. Down. Like, that's what it is.
See, I wasn't a part of a frat. I didn't know. Oh my God, Rob Giggs is going cosmopolitan bombing later.
Cosmo bomb.
But yeah, but I don't know. It bothers me more when I hear these words.
You know what? It's the urban language being used by newscasters. I think that bothers me more than anything else.
Yeah, newscasters and every young person around. By young, I'm talking about our age or in their 20s, you know? Like,
yeah, we're not young. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop clinging
to you.
That
makes it even worse then, you know? Like,
I hate it when they start playing that stuff out.
Word. Me too. Word.
Stop sweating me. Sweating. I haven't heard sweating me in
I'll
so
believe
long.
That Fred invented sweating.
Yeah, definitely.
I sweat things all the time.
I do notice, by the way, sometimes that if I ever go to a machine and put money in it and my money disappears, I exclaim that the machine vicked my stuff.
Nice.
Dude, I can't believe that thing just vicked my quarter.
Vic is good.
Like, vicked it.
See, my quarters get Nick. My quarters when get housed. They don't get vicked.
Mine get nicked.
Yeah.
Have you heard anyone say the term groovy?
Yeah, my dad uses groovy all the time. Yeah.
I do it ironically.
He says it kind of mocking, like ironically. Yeah, okay. He says, oh, it's like real groovy, like boss, man, yeah. Rad.
Boss. Oh,
I love boss.
It's horrible, too.
I once heard this girl. We were once, there's a, somewhere on Staten Island, there's a park. Is it Von Briesen Park?
There's like two at least.
Is that by like the Bay Street area to get local? Or anyway, I was in this park with a bunch of friends of ours. And
like friends of ours or friends of theirs?
Good fellas. Yeah. Actually, our buddy Joe that you just mentioned.
Oh,
earlier.
So he is a friend
with
of
him
us.
And and some other people and this girl that I met, this guy and this girl.
You know who he's with?
That's definitely a New York area thing.
Who's
you know
he going
who I
with?
Am? Mo, you know who I'm with? Come on.
But they were like these two total. Like,
go get him.
Like full-on hippies. And the girl said to me, where do you live? And I told her, and she said, groovy.
Wait, what?
Girl asked me,
oh,
where do you
that
live?
Was her response to the place. I thought her response was to, hey, where do you live? Groovy.
No.
I live in groovy. Shut up.
You know what I catch myself saying all the time, and I cringe whenever I do it? I'll thank boss all the time. Like, someone will be like, I'll close the door accidentally on them, or they'll give me change, or...
Thanks, boss.
Yeah, thanks, boss.
Oh, I use boss as a reference to a person
All the time. I'm like, oh, God, that's kind of douchey.
White-ass Brent really despises the fact that his 12-year-old regularly tells him to chillax.
Chillax. Oh,
you got to nip that in the bud immediately.
Honestly, I don't want to be a jerk, but honestly, Brent, if you take a chill pill, everything would be cool. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
No. Seriously. You can either relax or take a chill pill. You cannot chillax. You got to put that kid down. I'm sorry.
What if you chillax?
Put it down. Yeah. Put your kid down.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Euthanasia. Chief is another one Bruce Leo points out. Chief, boss, guy. I use those all
sport.
The time.
Sport.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Sport?
Buddy,
a 90-year-old.
Buddy and pal. Buddy, Chief. Pal, and boss more than anything else. Hey, what's up, boss?
Not Brosif?
Broham.
Brosifus. What's going on?
I find myself using the word killer. Like, oh, that's killer. And I hate it. Oh, I hate it.
Not to describe a person, to describe a thing.
Yeah, like, that's killer.
Oh, bro, that's
like
killer.
Yes.
That doesn't bother me so much. Doesn't bother me so much.
Bro. You actually use that. I've heard you use that a couple of times.
Oh, no, bro-sif. Chaz the Dazzler in the chat room points out that he uses cuz, as in the abbreviation for cousin. Hey, what's up, cuz?
Cuz is bad. It's very L.A., Mexican L.A.
I'm just saying, I've had a few beers, and maybe I'm a little bit on the screwy side. I'm feeling a little bit shellacked today. That's all I'm just saying. I feel like I'm shellacked.
Are you over-chillaxed?
I'm shellaxed. I'm chillaxed.
And the other thing, but this reminds me of, have you all seen Brian's favorite movie, Juno?
Oh, I love that movie. I got to be honest with you. I watched Juno last week.
So did I.
Finally watched Juno.
No Country for Old Men was an excellent movie.
It was good, right?
I thought it was good.
It was good. It was satisfactory.
I agree 100%. That's what I think it was. But there was this whole thing about the language being used in the movie.
One dude said home skillet at the beginning of the movie. One dude said home skillet at the beginning. That's the only thing that seemed inappropriate. Everything else in the movie was fine.
No, there was a bunch of other things. On the phone, there was a couple things. If I had internet access, I'd probably be easy to bring up.
I'm a hipster, so I use words like that all the time. So it didn't strike me as wrong.
But the whole thing, the whole promotional thing behind it was this new language that was created. You can't tell me that home skillet and home slice was never used before the movie Juno. That's insane.
No, Juno invented that. They invented those words.
That stripper writer. That stripper writer thought of that all by herself.
What's her name again?
Cody. Vanessa Cheatwood.
Ouch.
Commander Cody.
Something Cody. I don't forget it. I forget.
Yeah, well,
it was good. I don't know if she deserved. Did it win the best picture?
Best screenplay.
One. Okay.
Vanessa, by the way, is asking the chairman where's her check. She doesn't know where her check is for that one.
Parlay.
How old is that girl? How old is the girl in Juno?
30s.
No,
Ellen Page?
No, the girl in the movie.
Juno, you mean?
Yeah, Juno. 16. How old?
16. 18?
Probably like 20. No,
really?
21.
Okay, so it's okay that I think she's attractive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in another movie.
Because I would have just lied and said I didn't think she was attractive.
she was in a movie called Hard Candy, where she met this guy on the
Hard Candy, isn't that the, what's her name's sister? Hard Candy is the show that Me Took Pretty One Day's sister. Help me out.
Strangers with Candy is Amy Sedaris's.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hard Candy is a horrible movie starring the girl from Juno.
Yeah, it's
Juno.
A pretty bad movie about this. She's supposed to be 13-year-old girl that meets this guy she knows as a child molester on the internet, and then like drugs him and ties him up and tells him she's gonna cut his balls off and all this stuff. But anyway, I think she was legal in that movie because somebody asked the same exact question that you did on a message board somewhere. I remember reading, "Can I think she's hot?"
Yeah, because I do, and I would just feel. You know what it is? They started the movie off with her climbing on top of this dude and pulling her little underwear off and going down her legs, and it's just bad that I enjoyed that as much.
She's
as
like
I
20
did.
Years old, that girl.
I understand why you're angry about the whole language thing. I'm reading a piece on the New York Post about it. And she is asked,
in the New York Post, does it say how much Clinton sucks? Is that what the
exactly.
article says?
Juno writer Diablo Cody, a former stripper from Minnesota, peppered her screenplay with terms and phrases she cobbled together from the internet and her own inexplicable mind. Quote, "I made most of it up," Cody told the Writers Guild of America's magazine. And then, like, they go on to list a couple of things that she
made up. She actually claimed to make, yeah. I see, my characters used the word fresh. No one ever used that before.
One of their favorite expressions, wizard, I guess, is like one of the characters would say wizard, like that's a wizard or something. She stole from the Lord of the Flies. And like she screams a Thundercats line. I have to understand.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Our buddy P-Roll in the chat room was pointing out the fact that he believes the girl in Juno was born June 14th, 1978. Is that at all possible?
Yes, 29. She's an older, she's a younger looking. So
Ellen
I believe that young girl looking thing in Hard Candy.
She turns 30.
Yeah.
No,
I can believe it.
Look at her IMDb. Look at her IMDb. I'm blown away. And her name is what?
Ellen Page.
Oh, man. She's the best.
Really? I think she's a little... Man.
Oh, now he's saying no. He's saying no.
He said psych, and he made that up, by the
78?
Way.
78? Oh, 88.
Oh, Colby. Colby. Who's Colby?
Oh, the person that...
February 21st,
1987.
Oh, no. So she's 21.
The actress. You might be talking about Diablo Cody, born in...
Right. That's what he was saying here.
The writer.
Yeah, the writer. Okay, so she's 21, though. So the girl in the movie is 21?
87? I don't know. I don't know. What's
that make
math?
Her 21? Yes, I win.
No, she's very cute.
Safe.
I can't believe you really find her attractive.
I find her kind of hot.
Really?
I find her kind of hot.
I didn't find anything attractive about her. She's very boy-y. Very boyish.
Yeah, maybe that's what I find attractive about her.
Like that she looks like a nice little boy?
Her wang is what I found attractive about her.
She's not attractive in the Hard Candy movie. Because she does look too young and she's just not attractive.
Yeah, I don't think either of the Sidarises are attractive, though. So
you want to bump some uglies?
Did they say that in there?
No,
that's
another
horrible
term.
Did Diablo Cody make that up?
Another horrible term.
I don't have a problem with bumping uglies.
Really?
I love bumping uglies, and I love making the beast with two backs.
I hate bumping uglies when it's on, like, Sex in the City or something. I want to choke the character on Sex in the City that uses the term bumping uglies and doesn't bat an eye.
For the first time in my life, about a week ago, I went to the laundromat, and Sex in the City was on in the laundromat, and I saw my first episode of Sex in the City. So I wouldn't know anything about...
Who did you want to kill first?
Mannequin said that she had breast cancer. That's all I know that happened.
Breast cancer was funny.
That is honestly the most horrible show.
I wouldn't know. I watched the one episode, and
it's really bad. I've seen every single episode. I can tell you with confidence.
What's Sarah Jessica Parker's name?
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. That's what I got from the show. So it's like, all right, whatever. And then I put my headphones in and listened to Ron and Fez. The rest of the time I was there, I didn't pay attention.
There was a show. It was like Family Guy or something, and someone's watching it, and they're like, wait, so that show's about three hookers and their mother?
Oh, that's bad. Who's the mother?
I guess Mannequin would be the mother. But I've watched Will and Grace before.
I'll go so far as to say I think that Sarah Jessica Parker looks like the mother more than Mannequin does.
Kim
Trowell, we know, is old, but she looks younger, I think. Because the other one, she looks like a wicked witch. She looks disgusting and old and
such an ugly lady.
A horse-faced wicked witch.
Like, she's both.
Like, all at the same time.
She doesn't fly a broomstick, she flies herself. Horses fly, I guess. I'm doing still in war.
Would I put her in my top five broads on Heroes Talk? That I don't know. It's being asked by Giggs in the chat room.
Ooh, Ellen Page? Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Definitely not Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm assuming he's talking about Juno. Nah, she's not a top five. She's not a top five. She's a top. Ellen Page is her name. Her name makes her less hot.
Her name
she sounds like an
hot.
Old lady.
Yeah, she sounds
if you watch an interview with her, that really makes her less hot.
Ugh, she's
I thought she was
speaking
good.
Of hipsters.
She was on Best Week Ever, and I thought she was kind of funny.
Oh, really? I got the sense that she was like kind of deer in the headlights, scared to talk or scared to say anything wrong, that she just kind of zipped it.
Hollywood wrong, you know? Totally. Like, she wanted to give the Hollywood answer on everything when I saw her interviewed, and I don't know.
Of course, she's a chick.
About that rack, though, Mo.
Ew. I gotta be honest. More than the rack or her games or anything like that, Fred, Gams. You really gotta have a talk with your brother.
What?
Chaz the Dazzler's in the chat room talking about Sarah Jessica Parker's amazing body.
She does have a nice body.
I'm disgusted to think that you would look at a monster creep and speak about anything good about her.
She's nice.
What if she had the head of like a fish?
Make out
but
with
a human body.
Make out with
that
her in a second.
Her, like,
more attractive than right now?
No,
yes.
I know, but I'm saying, would that make her attractive? Like, just because her body's good?
And her face isn't that bad. Everyone's making fun of her face. Her face
her body's beautiful, so I'm thinking rape. Oh, sorry. I thought we were still doing the Ghetto Boys part.
You know, I don't mean to get all gossipy on this stuff, but did you see the hair, the hat that she was wearing at the premiere?
I'm officially walking out of the room because someone on our show just said, "Did you see the hat she was wearing at that premiere?" I'm done. Good luck, guys.
I would have thought I would have been the one to say that.
Me.
Too.
I know.
Surprised.
I know. I hate this, but. I had to say there was. I read it like in the Post or some of those gossip rags somewhere. It was the comment about it, and it was this is like a decent magazine or something. And this hat was like some sort of I don't know. It was like a it looked like a nut, like something that was picked off of a giant tree, and it looked like an acorn head and like a big leaf going off of it, and it was huge and garish and really ugly. And the comment from the photographer was like, "Thank you, Sarah Jessica Parker, for finally putting on something on your head that takes attention away from your pitiful face," something like that. I loved it.
See, I feel sorry for her when she gets cut. You know she's cried at some point.
Oh,
in
totally.
Her life
Are you kidding me?
If not repeatedly, about the beating her face takes.
Oh, the poor girl.
It was great.
Poor girl.
Did you ever start the recording?
We got a news brief. There's going to be two shows that you can't find on our.
Awesome.
That's why I was pointing too before. I thought you guys awesome. Knew what I was pointing at.
So, as I went into the restroom and you guys were continuing to talk about Sarah Jessica Parker's
thing broke too.
As you guys were continuing to talk about Sarah Jessica Parker's hat, I thought to myself, I said shit earlier in the show today. I gotta have to make sure on when I do the recording that I edit that out later. Apparently, we never hit record, so there's going to be nothing for me to edit that out of. Good thing that we're going to start the MP3 recording with this. This is the big archive with a half show.
Are we even going to put it up though? Because I got so much in me.
Wow,
I just
that sucks.
Throwing out F's like crazy
I'm
right
angry.
Now. So that whole Elvis Costello thing, I could have actually used the word. I didn't have to say the only song with the N word in it. I take part of the blame, too, because instead of just pointing at the computer, I should have said, "Are you recording?"
So that happened.
What are you going to do? We'll just have to go to 5 now and redo what we did. Hey, you guys know what the only classic rock song that uses the N-word is?
Let me think.
It's "Accidents Will Happen."
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Yo, talk to me about Rock the Harbor.
Rock the Harbor, wow. Okay.
Talk to me about I need you to start talking for like the next 3 to 4 minutes while I put my seat back and try and mellow out and calm down right now because I want to start screaming and cursing about how I hate everything about this show right now because of what's happening.
Talk us off this ledge, actually. We're looking to you, Keith.
Okay, so here we go. There's a concert going on, and Fred ran out of the room out of fear of what was going to happen, but he'll be back. And his band is actually playing this concert. It's a concert called Rock the Harbor. If you want information on it, go to rocktheharbor.net. Now, what happened is it's been causing a lot of fighting and dissension among local Staten Islanders.
This is how Staten Island sucks.
And, that's part of it. Yeah, Pickle, our buddy Pickle, posted on the Heroes Talk forum about how there's a website called Brooklyn Vegan, which I'm sure, you know what? The fact that we all know that website makes us like
hipsters.
Some sort of a hipster in a way, like, because that means we've been searching for something and constantly Brooklyn Vegan website pops up and that's where we found it. But anyway, they posted something about how there's a festival going on in Staten Island. So like, apparently all these hipsters like from Brooklyn started saying Staten Island sucks. It should sink. All it is Guidos and all that. I don't use the word Guidos, but you know, like that's basically what they were saying.
No, I'm pretty sure they said Guidos.
Did they say the word? I know Goombas was used a lot. I don't know if they knew. I thought Guidos was like our local word for them. You know, but anyway. So it started this whole big thing, and then it's also started fighting among local people. One of our buddies was very publicly not happy about the fact that...
Okay, I want to hear about this.
Not happy about the fact that that his band wasn't asked to play. And he's been... I gotta say, he has been playing shows in the, quote, Staten Island scene and helping out local bands by recording them for a very, very long time. So he thought that maybe his band should have been asked. And He actually approached the guy about it, and it turned into this thing. And as I said, this is we can be public with this because he posted it on his MySpace page, the exchange of emails, and it turned into this fight. And as a result, he is now hosting his own like anti-concert, which will be featuring some other bands that were not asked to play. I'm assuming where this is going.
Well, the editor of the OR put it in this letter to the editor, or that guy's letter.
Right, Ben Johnson is the guy that put the show together. Yeah. He meditates. he edits a magazine called Awe, which is for the local Staten Island newspaper. It's the entertainment section,
an art scene.
You've repeatedly heard Fred lambasted for not mentioning our radio show on the air when his band was interviewed. When you hear Chris rip him a new one, so to speak, when you hear that, that's the magazine that he's talking about. And a bunch of our friends have been mentioned for different reasons. Vito was actually mentioned in there for his, I guess, Superman 676.
Oh, really? I didn't know he got any play.
Yeah, probably. I'm assuming that's what it was that he was injured. But anyway, so it starts this big thing, and it started this huge fight, and now everybody hates each other, and the people that, you know, it's dividing amongst lines of people that were asked to participate in some way feel there's nothing wrong with it. And people that weren't asked to participate feel there's everything wrong with
it.
What's
your take on it, Keith?
My take is I think that they should have been... the fact that they allowed any band that has you in it to play...
Yes, right? Shouldn't be.
No, but seriously, I think that
oh, I'm
the guy has a
show?
Right to put on a show and put whoever he wants in the show. Yes, Fred, you're playing that show. Although you probably won't be there at the time.
That's true.
I think that maybe he could have maybe if they did want to finally have some sort of a festival of local Staten Island talent, maybe he should have, you know, try to include some bands that have been, like, you know, pushing and promoting this scene, because he's definitely asked bands that want nothing to do with Staten Island don't play Staten Island, that haven't played Staten Island once they didn't have to anymore for years. He asked them to play this, you know, like, and, you know, maybe the guy probably should have taken into consideration, you know, the inaugural, as he's calling it, festival of this sort should maybe pay homage to some, you know, like...
Older bands.
Right, you know, like, but also, look, the guy's trying to promote something. He's going to promote what he thinks is marketable. Not to offend anyone, but, like, he's, you know, like, I misinterpreted it as you know, this guy wants to attract those same hipsters that will go to things in Williamsburg, you know, like in here. Granted, I don't think, having read his response to the hipster trashing of it, I don't think he's that kind of guy anymore, so I will backtrack and say that, you know, but the bottom line is, it's his show, he could put whoever he wants on it.
Exactly. It's a show. And he's going to put on whoever he wants on the show. And he's going to name the show whatever he wants and make it seem like it's the biggest thing in the history of creation ever, even though I think Whitesnake at the Red Spot 20 years ago was much better. You know, you could make anything that you
David
want
Bowie
out of
played
it.
Snug Harbor 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's not that important to me. Whitesnake played at Red Spot 20 years ago.
Not that that was like a local show, per se, but...
But at the risk of being the jerk to our friend... People don't want your band to play. That's it. People don't want your band to play. They put on some bands that they think are good, and they put on bands, and they don't put on bands that they don't think are good.
That
they
person.
They didn't feel like putting your band on because they didn't like your band. That's
I don't even
it.
Think it's a good thing, necessarily. For whatever reason.
I mean, they didn't know.
I think it's more of a marketable thing. I think they just, for whatever reason.
Good in the marketable sense. Okay? They don't think you're good for this venue. Maybe they don't know your band. Maybe they don't care. Maybe everything that is not focused around you is not a personal affront to you. Mm-hmm. So maybe, Chris, that's what it is. That's just where I'm at on it.
Are you on the opinion that he shouldn't be throwing this party then, this other party?
I'm going to be at that party. No, I won't. But if I were to go any place that day, I would go to his
to that party.
No. Actually, no, I'd come see you. Thanks. I'd come see the jug band. Screw it.
No, Fred doesn't know he's playing that day. Don't worry.
Actually, I was at a party at my cousin Frank's house. He just bought a new house, and me and my girl were at a party, and this guy that we're talking about was at the party. And all of a sudden, I see my girl and the guy start getting into a heated conversation of why it isn't good to throw the party.
What are you talking about? I don't understand what you mean. Dude, call him?
Yeah, you're not even going to say his name.
Let's just call him.
Let's call him. That would be a good idea.
Can I hang up on him?
Hold on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't do that. Let's just call him. Let's just talk about it. And let's get this out there. I know that you were setting the groundwork for maybe. Oh, I have a missed call.
You got that pre-recorded bit ready, Chris?
Yeah, it's coming. It's called Happy Songs. I wrote it myself. Here we go. Somebody else could talk while I'm just looking on my...
I'm looking for a...
A number?
There you go.
Give you... Oh, if that's what you guys are looking for.
I don't know, his mobile or his house would be the first numbers that I would try.
This is going to be genius.
I don't have half my numbers here. You got to find...
We got somebody on it, Keith. Okay. Look at Keith's about to have a heart attack over there.
Because, like, there's people that I know I have their numbers, and
see, I kind of think...
It's like me. I knew I had a recording of the show today.
If you're going to have a party that same day, and you know, and you're taking people away from that other bitch...
It's crybaby bitch. It's crybaby bitch stuff. You calling his house or his work? Wow, this is going to be uncomfortable.
Girl, I'll house you.
Can I do the talking?
Sounds awful.
Be ready to hang up in case it mentions his name.
I didn't think it.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now.
We can just
leave a message.
He's not going to answer some weird number like this.
Hi.
Oh.
All right. Do you have a cell phone? Because I don't have a cell phone number. Or is the cell phone number on there? Perfect.
Nice.
Oh, now Vanessa just picked up from my bad impersonation who it is or from hearing the voicemail. I don't know. I just don't see. I don't see the.
That wasn't him on the voicemail, though. That was my sister.
He's pretty.
Voicemail.
He's very pretty. He sounds pretty on the voicemail. I just don't understand the whole like, hey, I hate this whole stuff and like being so anti.
You can't see why he's angry about it.
Not really.
Me neither.
Not really. Because you know what? He used to get mad at your boy Monty all the time for the fact that he wouldn't put him on shows. Someone doesn't think you're the right fit for that show. It was such a good
call. He would answer it.
Your call has been forwarded to an
Jesus. All right, so let's do the interview. You interview him. I'll be him. Go.
See, now you're just going to be a jerk. Now you're just being a jerk.
No, just do it. I don't know what to do.
I bet you if Keith calls him and Keith says, hey, we want to talk to you.
Well, I was going to ask him to call the show. My intention was to have both of them call the show next week. And you know what? If the other dude... No, well, he's not around to answer his phone now. Obviously,
yeah,
that's
true.
The problem.
Or maybe I have the wrong number.
Or he
for
might
him.
Not be just answering.
Or he might not be answering
phone.
For everybody. You want to call him up on my phone?
Let me call him.
Okay.
But me calling him in the room isn't going to be good. So
yeah, totally.
Let me refresh my water here.
The rest of the show's not good, so don't worry about it.
Chris, did you used to get bummed out when you were in a band and people didn't invite you to like the big show of the island?
Not at all.
Really?
By the way,
at all. I was in the Fat Boy Hardcore Band, and I understand that the Fat Boy Hardcore Band only has an appeal to Fat Boy Hardcore kids.
Yes.
So and that's what we appeal to. It's strange to bring that up.
I had every intention of asking him if the Church of Man Love could play his party that day, and if there wasn't enough room, that we were going to have our own concert at my house.
Awesome.
Okay, I'll be back. Kimbo yeah. Slice, maybe?
No. Oh, my God. Unreal. Listen, Elite XC.
Oh,
on Channel 2.
Wait, hold on.
That company needs to be destroyed.
I don't even know what happened.
Oh, it's horrible. It was horrendous.
Okay. What you're talking about here is, I was going to talk about bands, but that's fine. Well, we'll get into that once we get Ronnie on the phone.
There you go.
What? It's just Ronnie. It's just his name.
Ronnie!
So, Elite FC was on last night?
On Channel 2, yeah. Elite XC.
And 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 to 11. 11:30 it went to, I think.
I didn't see it. I got to be honest, I didn't see it. Last night at about 11 o'clock, I looked at my wife and said, I think there was some sort of fighting pay-per-view on tonight that I was supposed to watch, but I couldn't remember it. You watched the whole thing?
The two main fights, the two end fights.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I missed the first 20 minutes. I don't know who fought in the beginning.
I need to know if Steve Smith won or if Robbie Lawler won.
Okay, this is the deal.
Ruthless Robbie Lawler better have killed Steve Smith.
Listen, Ruthless Robbie Lawler did not kill Steve Smith. They had a great fight, and Lawler accidentally knocked him in the eye, and Steve Smith was getting checked out by the doctor, and the doctor asked him twice, can you see out of the eye? And he said, no, I can't see out of the eye. Because he was trying to heal himself. He just wanted to have a minute. But the doctor took it as he can't see out of his eye at all and stopped the fight. And it was a no contest. Nobody won. Lawler keeps the belt. And it was the most BS call, dude. The most BS call.
If Ruthless Robbie Lawler wins, I'm behind it.
I'm telling you. Nah, I'm good. Smith gave him a great fight.
gave him a great fight. I thought he was going to kill him, too. He wound up breaking. I think he broke Lola broke Smith's rib, one of his ribs.
Ooh. Good for him.
And he was just like a regular dude. Like, just talking regularly. He's like, oh, I think I broke a rib and a nose, but, you know, we're going to fight again. Kimbo fight. Oh, my God.
A massacre?
Jay Thomason? No, not a massacre. Gave him the best fight of his life. Kimbo was on his back almost the whole time. Now, this guy Thompson, I think his name was, from England. You know what that cauliflower ear is on the UFC? Those UFC guys?
Ridiculously
looking.
He had
the worst cauliflower ear on his left ear that I've ever seen in my life. I was like, this thing is like a punching
bag. The other guy.
Not Kimbo. Thompson, I think his name was. I think the second round, Kimbo gave him a shot to a right hand to the ear, and it popped his cauliflower ear with his blood all over him. And they wound up stopping the fight because of that, but it really wasn't such a big thing. I think this guy could have won. Kimbo was giving him punches left and right, and the guy wasn't going down. He had a chin made of steel. Gave him a great fight.
What's in cauliflower ear? Just blood?
Blood.
Pus.
So he exploded a guy's cauliflower ear.
But Kimbo was on his back the whole fight. The first round went to Kimbo. Second round, I think, went to Thompson or whatever his name was.
P-Roll's talking about Kimbo's face when the ear exploded was priceless.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrifying.
But I'll tell you, Kimbo's beatable. Like, that unbeatable guy that you saw out there, he's beatable.
I never, ever once thought that Kimbo was unbeatable. Kimbo's a dude who fought nobodies in backyards. Yep. I knew that once he fought a reasonable challenger, he'd get killed. He'd get killed. Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that I could beat his ass.
Totally.
He'd kill me. I'm just saying, like, you put him in a heavyweight bracket against real heavyweight fighters, like guys who I don't like. I think a guy like Tim Sylvia would destroy him.
Okay.
And I think Tim Sylvia is garbage. Tim Sylvia is probably maybe top 10 in the world. He's not at the top. Like, he's not top 5. He's like 6, 7, 8, 9-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think that he would have a chance against him. A guy like Randy Couture, a guy like Fedor, a guy like Crow Cop, those guys would crush Kimbo in a second.
But
don't get me wrong. He's a funny dude, and he's great that he hung out with a porno producer, and he did a stupid, whatever
street
they're called, felony fights. Yeah. You know, that was great.
But I'll tell you, for Elite XC to have this on Channel 2 for the first time and have two crazy calls on the biggest fights of the night, it says a lot about XC. It's not really as good as the UFC is. Do you know what I mean?
Of course it's not. Well, so I heard Gina Carano, the chick, didn't make weight.
Yes.
Did she fight?
She fought anyway. The girl took her anyway, and she won.
She won?
Yes, she won. Yeah, so she's undefeated. But I don't like the girl fights. I don't know. For some reason,
I'd like to watch girl fights if they're real girl fights. I like girls beating each other in the streets.
Okay.
I find that kind of... Don't worry about it. I got beers in here.
But for Elite XC, man, they're going downhill. And they just started on primetime.
Yeah, it's well, you would have to be at a peak in order to be able to go downhill.
Right?
So they're going... They're running across the plains.
Exactly.
They're not actually going downhill.
But watch the fights. You'll see for yourself. I mean, they will.
Yeah, I won't. I didn't even TiVo it, and probably not even going to have to go look.
My descriptions were that good? They were good enough for you to...
I'm going to TiVo to try and see Kimbo's explode the guy's ear. That's the only thing I want to see. I want to see a guy's ear explode.
Oh, it was gross.
I know you guys were talking after that, but after you described his cauliflower ear exploding, I just can't think of anything else. Head is just spinning.
If that's all a cauliflower ear is, why wouldn't you just put a slice in it and drain it?
That's what I thought. Why don't you just drain it before you go out? But this was huge, huge. And, you know, you would see, the slow-mos of, Kimbo punching him. And when he would connect to his face, his ear would just flap. Have this flap to it. It looks so gross.
By the way, in the chat room, you got to give points, extra points to Rob Giggs, who points out right after I say, hey, I didn't bother TiVoing that. His response is, yeah, Chris doesn't seem to like to record anything these days.
The show, UFC, XC. But what were we going to say about bands?
What?
What were we going to say about bands?
I like
before we start going to the UFC or the XC
sports.
I don't know
sports.
I don't know what I was saying.
Hello, Keith.
Hi, everybody. Were you guys waiting for me to come back?
Yeah, your mic is off.
With bated breath.
Were you guys waiting for me to come back with my mic off?
Speaking of fight, I went to see Iron Man a week or so ago, and I think I recall telling you my summary of it. It was good.
Good.
But we went to a one of those Googleplexes in Brooklyn, which means there was a lot of talking during and before and after the show, and a lot of phone calls, a lot of like speakerphone conversations happening in the middle of the movie. Make me want to really just like reach over and grab these people and pull them down front and show them what was bad about what they were doing. Just people just treat the movie theater like their living room. It drives me nuts.
Really?
But I just kind of bite my lip and deal with it, particularly when my girlfriend is with me and I don't want to like start trouble and risk a fight or whatever.
I would never say anything. I would never.
At the end of as the credits are rolling, and I know that there's something that happens at the end of the credits, so I'm sitting and waiting.
Cloverfield. Our Cloverfield experience, basically.
Sort of, yeah. This guy gets on the phone behind me on his BlackBerry and starts ordering sushi. Apparently it was someone with a very thick accent because they can't understand his order. So he's yelling his sushi order in as the credits are rolling. Not that I'm missing much. It's just the credits. I'm waiting to get the end of it. But my girlfriend is getting livid. And she's just going to... I'm going to say something. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea because, you know... And it's like, well, this has got to stop. So she turns around and says... I think the words were something like, you know, either order sushi or leave, you know, one or the other. And, like, he shoos her off and starts, like, you know, saying words. And
wait,
stuff
to
like
your
that.
Girl?
My girlfriend says it to him.
But he shooed her
and
off.
And then he shooes her off. Like, I mean, everyone who does something, they don't think they're being rude. They're not thinking, you know. They just think, like, why is she? I waited for the credits to order my sushi.
Yeah, that's like, hold on a second. I'll talk to you in a second. I'm ordering sushi, though, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And,
by the way, on a totally separate note, in the Pal Talk room, Rob Giggs just showed the guy's ear explode. Hideous.
Yeah, I don't even want to look. Oh, I don't even want to look.
And so did you wind up fighting the guy because of your girl?
No, but she... And then, like, when she was being shooed away by the guy, she looks at me and she's like, did you see that? Did you see what was going on? I was like, well, you basically, when you start something like that in movie theater, you have to be prepared to fight. Because no one thinks that they're going to be... So I was the guy who was going to have to fight,
yeah,
too.
No, girls love doing that. They love starting fights with guys.
Sweetheart, you got to understand. He's talking about food. If he brought up a book, it'd be one thing. I'm ready to throw. But, I mean, he's ordering food. What are you going to do?
Well, that's what I mean. It was like, okay, well, I was preparing myself for the fact that if he started, like, calling her names or stuff... Now it was time for me to step up. And, like, she was putting me in fight's way. And the end, she probably would have been angry for me getting in a fight with the guy. Kind of made me a little kind of miffed.
Did it make you look differently on your girlfriend?
No. I totally understood. I was in her head, and I wanted to reach over and choke this guy for ordering sushi at the end of the credits.
And Bruce Leo points out in the chat room, she was like, this is my man, and he protects me.
That's exactly what happened.
She didn't even give it a thought. She just didn't realize that, like, if you're going to start talking crap at someone in a movie theater, you're going to be fighting.
Was that the first time she ever did something like that to you, Brian? Like, try to put you in harm's way like that?
No. I think it was. Okay. I think that was
about a year ago. She said, "Brian, no, go on Best in Show. I think it'd be great for you to become their producer." On the hottest of all lines, joining us for a fine program. Who's this?
It's Ronnie.
Whoa, make that a lot lower, Ronnie.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy? We tried to give you a call a little bit earlier. You're live on the air here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We were just talking about Rock the Harbor and maybe your distaste for said event per your MySpace page and per the things you're publicizing out there. And we just wanted to bring you into the fold and let you talk a little bit if you'd like to.
Just to state, I'm on my cell phone. I'm also in Florida right now.
What?
I'm in Florida.
On a beach?
No, not yet. We're driving to the beach. We're at Deltona, and we're about to hit the road and go to St. Petersburg.
That's Russia. You're in Russia right now?
Basically.
Yeah.
Spring break.
If Russia had nothing but CVS and Winn-Dixie.
Oh, my God. I would love that. I would love a Winn-Dixie more than anything in the world. All right. So I appreciate you calling us from your vacation. Could you do me a favor? At some point, could you just rub lotion on your belly while we're talking? I want to see some suntan.
I'm doing it right now.
Fantastic. So what's the story with Rock the Harbor? Let's talk about this. There's a fine event.
Do you want to talk about my personal deal with Rock the Harbor?
If you'd care to share it, I'd love to.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, I found out about it, you know, when the first advertising went up, and what was upsetting to me was well, there was a lot of bands playing that we play with normally on Staten Island at Martini Red, You know, a lot of bands who I thought were our compatriots and whatnot. And I guess they are our compatriots. I mean, I don't hold this against the bands or anything. I don't really hold it against anybody. I was upset initially, and I said, hey, wait a second. You know, this is a festival. You know, I have a big backyard, and there's a lot of bands not playing who are, you know, longtime Staten Island acts and artists that I like or are friends with. And I decided to have my own party in the backyard that day. Every other festival in the world, whether it be South by Southwest or even the Staten Island Film Festival, have multiple events happening at once. And I said to myself, well, why should this be no different? You know, I have the space. I have a bunch of musicians who all would like to have played the festival, and let's do it.
Let's
make something positive out of this.
Okay, well allow me to play devil's advocate, if I may. This isn't necessarily you making a positive out of this. The fact is, you're kind of being vindictive and deciding to try and fight against the festival. And don't get me wrong, if I ever left my house ever, which you God knows I never do that, but if I ever left my house ever, you know damn well I'd be at your place instead of Rock the Harbor. You know I would.
That's the thing. It's not vindictive because, number one, I'm not charging any money. I'm a mile away from the festival, so anyone who wants to go pay some money at the festival that they want to take a break and come over can. And I believe that the people we're going to end up bringing are going to be people who probably weren't going to be paying to go to Rock the Harbor anyway. So how's it vindictive? I'm not taking away from the festival. Oh. I'm only adding to it.
Okay. So you're adding to the party atmosphere of the day, I suppose.
The two of the local bars, Carl's Clipper and the Cargo, are both participating in another festival that's happening that day. There's a folk festival happening on Staten Island.
Oh my God.
So there's a Westerly Folk Festival.
That's where I'm going.
And Ron,
one of our friends' bands, Oahu Skiffle Crazies, who is an excellent band, is playing both Rock the Harbor and the Westerly Folk Festival.
Fred, were you aware of the fact that you were playing two shows that day?
No.
You were playing two shows a day, according to your MySpace page.
I had no
idea. Did you know that you had a MySpace page?
That's because we have the weak link of the band.
Sure.
Ron, answer me this.
There's no controversy there. There's a lot of festivals happening. It's a big day for original music on Staten Island, and I believe that we're just adding to the fun.
Hey, Ron, answer me this. If Ben Johnson, the creator of the Harbor Festival, came to your house at 12 at midnight, will he be allowed invited in?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's no way he will.
Absolutely. I've been talking to Ben all week about the Joey Sims record. Whatever you want to say, I mean, you know, Terrible Tim, you know, saying the worst things imaginable, you know, which is his right, because Terrible Tim is like...
Ronnie.
Recorded version of the Dead Kid, yes?
Right, slow down 1 second. Understand that the majority of the people that are listening to us right now have no clue what we're talking about, so you're going to have to take us back. We're going to have to set the table here is what you're saying.
Sure. Okay, great.
The Joey Sims record...
What do you want to take us back to?
Okay, the Joey Sims record is coming out, and you said something about Terrible Tim. I have no idea what Terrible Tim's relation to the Joey Sims record is.
Terrible Tim is headlining the show in my yard. Terrible Tim is a local singer-songwriter on Staten Island. The best way to describe him is some like retarded combination of Daniel Johnson and the Dead Kennedys.
Okay.
Who sings parody songs about local musicians and local personalities. He was a songwriter who had a show on the local public access television channel for the last 10 years. And you know, he writes these very catchy songs. He's like 50 years old, and he's been very, 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 very anti Rock the Harbor in his promotion of his appearance in my yard.
Okay.
You know, he's particularly very, very upset because he just feels like, you know, there should have been an audition process or there should have been some qualification other than the opinions of one writer, you know, which is a debatable point, but it's really, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not my business.
All right, so I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand.
I'm on the show of Chris and Keith's radio show right now.
Are you?
So what are you trying to understand?
No.
Ask questions. I'm talking randomly. Ask me some.
Well, are you at the beach? Questions. Are you at the beach right now?
No, not yet. We're in the car. Nadine was just flying a suntan lotion.
Oh my God! SPF 40, I hope. You gotta be safe. You don't want to get any sort of.
She got me SPF 70.
Definitely. For a white guy like you, you need 70.
Now, Ron, if I'm not mistaken,
I totally need 70.
Ron, your house is, where this party is going on is actually not too far from this Rock the Harbor thing, right?
Not at all. We're about a mile away. So, I mean, anybody who wants to go to golf can. There's nothing stopping anybody from doing that.
Ron, it's being asked by our friends in the chat room here. Actually, our buddy Vanessa is asking, are you having auditions for your backyard show, or are you just welcoming all comers to play?
I actually put a post on MySpace and asked if anyone wanted to play. They should contact me, and they you know, those who contacted me are playing at the moment. Right now, I have a spot from 2 to 4. So I mean, there's.
So if I were to contact you right now and tell you that I had,
I don't have internet access at the moment. Man, so if someone wants to send me a MySpace message, making a right, yes.
Luckily, we don't need
MySpace.com/tryptophan, or I think tryptophan music. I forgot which one it is, but one of those.
Okay. Luckily for you and I, you don't need the internet for me to be able to communicate with you. And I'm talking to you right now. If I told you right now that I had a new hot group that was looking to perform at what is the name of your festival, by the way?
We Harbor No Ill Will.
Nice. Okay. Okay. So if I told you that I had a new hot sensation that wanted to play We Harbor No Ill Will next week, do you have a slot for me?
Between 2 and 4. Who's the artist?
That would be a little bit of a secret at this point. It's a huge.
Okay.
No, 2 to 4. You don't got a more.
Right now, I have space between 2 and 4.
Okay. What is the event? What are the hours of the event?
From 2 to 9.
Yeah, I was looking for like 9. You got any openings at 9 o'clock?
No, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. It's going to be over.
All right. What about 8:45?
8:45 ish. 8:45. Terrible Tim will be playing at that point.
Could we break up his act a little bit just to get a little? I got a single. Just one song. I mean, it's a single.
You got one song, Bob. Maybe we could talk about it off the air.
Yeah, no, it's not funny off the air.
Okay, this is true. All right, it's on the air.
All right, no, you know what? Maybe. What's? Oh, Saturday.
Yeah,
we have to make.
Oh, you're not available,
sale,
right?
By the way.
Oh, you're working
I'll make sure I'm available.
That's the big street with 7-Eleven, yeah.
All right.
I'll absolutely make sure I'm available.
Ronnie, maybe we need to talk after hours. I think maybe the Church of Manlove wants to play between 2 and 4 next week.
Just tell me what we need to do.
Okay, they're going to be on at 8:30.
Just tell me what we need to do to make it happen.
Charge admission.
Terrible Tim gets moved to 2, you know, and we are getting paid.
You sure you got room for the extra?
I'm just trying to keep the more adult acts at night.
Are you sure you got room for
like dopes?
If the man love wants to play, we'll make accommodations.
Is your backyard big enough for all 5 of our listeners?
Dude, Church of Manlove. It's going
to
be huge.
Yeah, I'm fully expecting a solid 20 to 30 people in my yard, including fans.
You think that many? Buddy, I don't get me wrong. I appreciate the whole thing. I appreciate what you're doing, and I
you're
like
making a right, Nadine.
No, okay. we're just on the radio. We're not making any sort of rights. I don't know what you're talking about. And my name is Chris.
So Ron, have people been bumming out about you doing this? Like, say, like your friends at a play in the Harbor Fest, and you're not going to come see them. Have they been like?
Is this Fred talking?
Yeah,
from the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies.
Someone from your band actually was.
Who?
Your wife.
Well, that
someone from his family and his band.
No, more than one person from your band actually.
Oh, really? What did they say?
It's 7-Eleven's right there.
I know.
Well, your wife was.
Wait,
was
you went to you're going. You're in Florida and you're still going to 7-Eleven. You can't go to any sort of local places. No matter what, you want to be on Staten Island and at a 7-Eleven.
There is no local places here. It's a 7-Eleven.
There's no Ray's Pizza.
You're going to say there's no mom and pop suntan lotion stands in Florida.
I mean, there's no mom. Not in Deltona.
What are you looking for? And by the way, what's Deltona? Is that where they have the car race, the 500, the Deltona 500?
There's Kangaroo here. Kangaroo, the Circle K.
Kangaroo?
Kangaroo.
I don't buy into the whole thing.
There's Raceway.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where they do the Deltona 500. We know all about that. It's a big race. Dale Earnhardt, he died there.
No. Raceway is a gas station.
Park. I understand.
A brand of gas stations. It's a big gas station. Hang on a second. All right, hang on.
What?
All right, you gonna run in? All right.
No, I'm gonna run in.
They didn't run the 7-Eleven.
Ask her if she can give me a pack of cigarettes.
So, they're really cheap over here. Actually.
Yeah, Newport Light 200s.
Chris said, give a pack of Newport Light 100. One pack?
This is what our show has become.
I was just going to say, like, this is what we do now.
Chris, I mean, seriously, we'll get you a pack of Newport Light 100s. We'll have them at the show for you next week.
Okay, cool. The Church of Manlove.
You have to come to the show to get them.
Oh, no. Someone who looks a lot like me will be playing in the Church of Manlove, and he will smoke that entire.
Okay, that's right. Okay, fine. I'll give him to him.
He will smoke the entire pack while he plays.
Okay, he'll smoke you. Okay, great.
By the way, could you borrow? Could I borrow a bass? That's another.
And
story.
An oxygen machine.
All right, she just got out of the car. Now I can talk.
All right, so now that dead weight's out of the car.
I had to like watch the road. I had to be like, yo, turn left. No, turn right. So there's gonna be a lot of that going on. But at the moment, we have a little break.
Sorry. So now that it's just us. Now that we're talking seriously, privately. I think anyone
who had a misunderstanding who aired it with me, we talked about it, everything's smoothed out at this point.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm glad to know that it's going to be a day of festival and everything's cool.
Fred but, still hates you, actually.
But, I would have loved to have played the big festival.
Who wouldn't? You know what? The way that
I wanted to be with all my friends, not with just some of them.
The way that I look at it is, I would have liked to have been invited to Lollapalooza, but I wasn't. Like, it happened.
No, I once had a ticket for you.
Yes, I mean, what are you going
to
do? Some people.
I mean, to deny me and my sheer chutzpah and enthusiasm was probably foolish on their part. I would have worked tirelessly.
You could still go to both, Ron. You could still go to both.
He's going to be entertaining.
I mean, if I'm performing with the band, I would have worked tirelessly to promote the whole event.
Rock the Cradle of Harbor. Yeah, well,
But now I'm working tirelessly to just have a little party in my yard.
So, Ronnie, now
I'm
that
I'm grass, I'm picking up dog poop. I'm going to be dragging some PAs into the backyard.
Yeah, you're going to Florida and ignoring the whole thing. We have a whole event like 7 days from now, and you're in Florida.
It's 2 weeks from now.
Oh, I can't make it then. Oh, the 14th? Oh, forget it. Church of Manlow's not going to be involved.
Yep. Neither were the Wahoos. I didn't think it was the 14th.
Yeah, there's a great TV show on that afternoon. I'm not going to be able to make it to that. Seriously, now that your girl's not in the car, can we talk privately, seriously, between me and you?
Ron, me and you? Okay.
Yeah, just me and you.
Get back in the car. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Do you ever put anything in your ass just for fun?
We're bringing it
back to something that happened earlier in the show. If you listen to it, oh man, the door just opened. Wink twice if it's yes, and wink once if it's no. Have you ever put anything in your ass for your own pleasure?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not a wink. That's not a wink. See, you were too overt.
I mean, I'm pain relief.
I understand. Ronnie, go enjoy your suntanin. Go enjoy your suntanin. Suntanama. Hey, we're going to see you at Anti-Rock the Harbor against America.
The Harbor, no ill will.
Ooh, yeah, right.
This is all still downloadable, right? I could hear this later.
No, oh, of course you can. No, maybe not. We'll see. Ronnie.
When do the shows go up on the interweb?
In a couple hours, we hope. We had some technical problems today, but you should be able to get it. If people want to check out your band, one of the main acts of...
We Harbor No Ill Will.
How do they go there? Babe. I'm your friend. I'm not a babe.
No. I'm talking to Nadine. We're about to make a left on the Barry Avenue in Deltona, Florida.
You are insane. It's myspace.com/what?
I believe it's Tryptophan or Tryptophan Music. I forget.
And you can go there.
Tryptophanmusic.com. That's our regular website. That's what they should look at.
Fantastic.
There's tons of music to listen to. It's all stuff that's, you know,
everyone loves you, Ron.
DJ Tenderoni, we love you. We love you something deep, my friend. Thank you so much for being part of the program today. Suntan yourself and have a good time. And I'll see you next week. I'll be at your house next Saturday. And I'll be playing
the 14th.
No, next week I'm going to be doing a show at your house.
Next week, the 14th.
No, next week the 7th.
Well, that will be the next week, 14th.
No, yeah, but I'm going to be there next week though. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, the next week.
I know, but the next week, I'm going to be there.
Wait, who's on first?
On the 14th.
Will you let me come to a show at your house next week?
On the 14th, yes. You could come over anytime.
Next week, I'll be at the show, the 7th. I'll be there.
There's a whole comedy routine happening here, babe. You're missing the comedy. She's only hearing one end of the comedy here.
No, but there's nothing funny about it. I'm being serious. I'm going to be at your house next week. Ron's what's Ron's address? It's three, what?
I'm gonna get a punch if I say it again.
No, next week? I'll be there next week. And I'm telling every listener of Best in Show, every listener over at Hear Us Talk, all the listeners of the DJ New Style Show, come to Staten Island. We're going to go to Ronnie's house next week, June 7th. We're going to be a part of a great, great festivity.
Yeah.
We're going to hang out. We're going to clean Ronnie's yard and help him prep for
it. You're going to come clean my yard. That's great. That's good. I'll see you then.
Yeah, we're doing something. He's apparently doing something the week after that. But next week is a big show.
A yard cleaning show.
Oh, it's going to be great.
June 7th.
People in the chat room are already chiming in. We've got Diablo Cody and P-Roll. They're all going to be there for it. It's going to be great.
Great. Everybody will. I have lots of dog poop for everyone.
Awesome, Ronnie. Thanks for being American.
I'm proud to be American.
God bless us. God bless us. Love it or leave it, pal.
All right, see you later, guys.
Thanks, Ron.
See you the 7th.
Right.
MySpace.com/tryptophanmusic or MySpace.com/tryptophan. It was good stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Rob Giggs thanks him for putting things in his ass. And by the way, Rob Giggs, you keep screaming in the chat room how I'm the person who didn't record this week's show. I am not going to take responsibility for this. I am not going to take responsibility, and you're breaking my balls over and over again, and it's not my responsibility. Thank you.
Of course it is. It's your computer in your room. How is Brian supposed to know?
I'm going to go to the restroom right now, and when we come back, we'll be more than happy to discuss it for the last 20 minutes of the show, because now Chris is drunk, and now you want him to be mad and fighting with people.
Yeah! Let's do it!
Is there any way that I can...
Can we end the show early? Can we end the show early? Can we get him... So when he comes back in the room, we're not here.
Oh, God.
We're not here. All right, guys. Cocky socks, steamroller. Roll up your face.
Like that ends the show.
Have a great night. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, I can't close that door, right? I'm sorry. His family's not here anyway. Don't worry about it. Oh, really? Yeah, they're not in the studio today. They're not doing... His wife and daughter aren't doing their show today. Veteran show.
So I'm going to miss Ron at the festival. I wish he would come, but I guess he's not.
I'm going to hold Chris to agreeing to perform.
Really?
I mean, Chris's friend. I'm going to hold him to agreeing to perform at that show now.
Well, that's right. You were already planning on going.
I was going to go just to hang out, you know, but...
Oh, so you're not going to the Rock the Harbor Festival either? No, why can't you come see me?
Dude, your band's playing early. I'll be at work at that point.
No, we're not playing early. We're going sometime after 5. Sometime after 5.
Then are you playing the Folk Festival early? Because I remember looking on your website or your MySpace and seeing it was like 12:30.
I have no idea about that folk.
I still take him funny. Seriously.
That
still
is
to
great.
This day,
that's
I take
great.
Him
what do you mean next week?
Fred looks in my eyes and tells me something and I believe him.
Next week, you're talking about. That's when he's playing a Folk Festival at Ronnie's house. Next week and then the week after he's playing Rock the Harbor.
Guys, listen. I dislike that you guys... think that I lie all the time, so I recorded some stuff here. Like, it's not an apology, but...
Hi, this is Fred. And you should never lie to your friends and family. Always tell the truth. It'll set you free.
Say it, guys?
It's a pre-recorded bit.
I shook your hand, but I think you were lying when you recorded it.
let's hear another one.
Hi, this is Fred. And I am going to try to stop lying. But do little white lies count?
I don't think they do.
They don't?
I don't think white lies count.
Of course they don't, right? Just a little white
You're
lie?
You're fine. You're fine.
That's some great music, by
How
the
about
way.
This one? How about this?
Did he write that? Yeah, hit play.
Hi, this is Fred again about lying. Don't do it. Next time I see your mom, I'll tell her how she really looks.
Wow. Wait, that's my mom you were talking about, you son of a bitch.
Guys, I really am going to try to stop lying for the new year.
I see. What I really wanted...
That's
I wanted,
today's lie.
You got
today's lie by Fred.
Play that last one more time.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Hi, this is Fred again about lying. Don't do it.
That's where you should have stopped Next recording. It's your, this is Fred about lying. Don't do it. And let the music play for another 20 seconds.
I'm going to really try
was
to it, stop.
Let me ask you something, Fred. Speaking of lies, was that a GarageBand pre-made tune that you were
lying to? Of course it was.
What do you mean? I recorded it off the More You Know website.
All right.
What are you talking about?
That's great.
Okay, so now, 3 weeks removed. Are you guys ready to play your happy songs? Or?
Yeah, let's do it!
No.
July 7th.
We were going to talk about the show July not 7th. Being recorded, is all I'm saying.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were going to on Brian.
Oh, you just distracted.
I'm gonna,
good job. Good job. We do a program here on Hear Us Talk once a week, every Sundays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.-ish, give or take. Every week, week in, week out. There are 4 characters that play a part in this show, correct?
Nah, two and a half. I think me and Brian are like a quarter. you guys are like one.
We're one.
Then where's the other one? Oh, Vanessa. Okay,
okay
so
yes.
Me and Keith are one, Vanessa's one, and you and Brian are a
Vanessa's
half.
Probably one and a half by now, I think.
For oh, my God. Yeah. If not for those 20 minutes in the middle of the show, this thing would be garbage. oh, wait, it still is. Okay, so that said... There are 4 of us who come into this room every week. And each one of the 4 of us has a responsibility. Yay or nay? Do we all agree? Are we all on the same page or not?
Listen, no. I don't know what my responsibility is. Nay.
Do you agree that there is one and you just don't know it?
My responsibility here is to come and try to be somewhat interesting and talk. Beyond that is...
Guess what? What? That's it. That's your responsibility.
But
no, you got it.
There's no way to work on that.
You got it.
Okay.
Keith, what's your responsibility when you come to the show every week?
To be damn funny.
Right? And he does, and what else do you do? You do the previously on Best in Show every
movies,
week.
Let everyone know in an abstract way what happened last week.
Right, yeah, the previously on Best in Show. My responsibility is, I don't know, be fat. Be fat and drink and hang out.
Be drunk and obnoxious.
No, be honest. What's your responsibility?
But my responsibility is to turn the air conditioner on and prep the room somewhat for when everyone gets here. And then
now you're digging your grave now. You said prep the room.
No, prep the room.
Okay.
And the room was prepped. That's fine. And make a list of topics that I feel like that I'm going to go through. Just like you guys probably do the same. Brian, what are your responsibilities when you come in every week?
Everything else.
What is everything else? What is everything else? Name what that
like
everything
that
else
angle.
Is. I have to press record to record the show and hang up on Vanessa. Those are my responsibilities.
I'm being honest. What are your?
I know you're being honest. What do you want me to say? We made a mistake, and I will take the blame for it.
We?
Yes, we made a mistake.
What's the we?
Because we go through the rigmarole every week of going of how of all the 10 things that we have to do at once.
Is that the universal we or you? The we is you, Brian,
it's
and Chris.
The Nintendo system.
The royal we will take the blame for the real we messing up.
Instead of making a joke and being something, what is the real we? Because I didn't remind you to hit record. It's my fault as much as it's yours.
Because as much as like I'm monitoring your progress on the website and going through and making sure that all the mics are checked.
What are you talking about?
Like making sure that you've got check boxes, making sure that the audio is going out in your chat room.
Who's ever asked you to help me to get check boxes
it's,
done?
It's not something that has to be asked. It's something that I have to do every once in a while
is
to
it?
Make sure that it's going out. Yes.
How is that? How is
because
that?
Sometimes the audio doesn't go out in the beginning of the show, and I got to go make sure that you've set up the chat room correctly.
You're absolutely 100% okay. Insane.
Okay.
Because at this point, you're playing an angle.
I'm not playing an angle.
Dude, name one time in your life that you've made me check something off. Oh, Brian, thanks for helping me to check that off.
No, when the sound wasn't happening in the when things go wrong in the beginning, I go and I run through the gauntlet and see where all the check boxes are and what is missing. And first stop is going to be inside the chat room to make sure that it's there. And yes, a couple of times I've had to check a checkbox.
I'm sure you have.
Or I've had to turn a volume on. And there's a slew of things that we have to do in the beginning of the show. And yes, I forgot to hit record on the show. And as a result, we're not going to have a high quality recording for our podcast. I don't know how to say I'm sorry other than I'm sorry.
I just one thing in, though.
I'm just insane right now because the entire show, ever since the lack of recording has been thrown out there, I'm getting my balls broken because I somehow didn't hit record on this. And so I'm pointing out that, hey, you know what? I'm not the guy who hits record, and somehow I'm being incorporated into a we that didn't record.
I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
No, you have said we in this very conversation. We did not record.
And I'm saying right now I didn't do it. I'm sorry.
Let me just for a second say why I agree with Brian a little bit, because as the show was beginning, it popped into my head when I thought, we're rushing, is everything being done? I looked up at the screen, and my first thought was to say out loud, are you sure we're recording? Instead, I pointed, and everyone just turned around, and I pointed at the computer screen, and no one knew what I meant. So I kind of feel like maybe, like, you know,
it's your fault,
you don't
Keith.
Get a limited amount of words. I honestly feel like it's part of my fault. You don't get a limited amount of words. You can use them freely.
How about this? How about we have a checklist every week for everyone to establish what their responsibilities are and get those responsibilities done at the beginning of the show? How about that?
Can we put a meeting on that checklist?
Guess what? This isn't going to be the last time a mistake happens. Granted, this is probably the worst mistake that could happen in the
Since
beginning of the
Pi
show.
Since Pi Kim Conant. Because this has happened one other time in 118 episodes.
What's ironic is that when we were talking about that, my comment was going to be that wouldn't happen on my watch.
Oof. And, wait a minute. Is this a pre-recorded, pre-like bit that you and Brian came up with during the week that me and Keith aren't really
Oh, yeah, it's intentional.
You guys are actually
hilarious.
Like
it's a hilarious bit. I'm just blown away by the angle that's being taken. That somehow, like, because someone feels like they're going to look over my shoulder in a chat room during the week, that somehow that they're just as responsible for helping me with my stuff as they are with
Let's
theirs.
Go through what Brian does. Brian, you get off the bus. You walk up to the stairs. What do you do first? Honestly, do you turn stuff on? Is everything turned on?
He goes into the kitchen and eats some sort of egg breakfast, usually.
Okay. I usually grab the stuff out of my bag and bring it into... Really, we're doing this?
Yeah,
I grab the stuff that I need for the show and I bring it in here.
Okay.
And then start
checking the state of the various computers and now, see how far Chris has gotten before I got here.
Now, is your responsibility to press record? Is that the last thing that you should be doing?
It's the very it's the thing that we should do closest to, or the it's a thing that should be done closest to right before we're turning on the mics and getting started.
Okay, and that's probably an important thing, right? Is that not
it's
an important?
It's the most important thing.
You ever think about not producing?
It's not going to be the last time that a mistake is made. Sorry.
Oh, so you can't promise us that it's never
going to
happen?
No, I cannot promise you that that is never going to happen again.
Look,
when we get in here and we're doing mic checks and we're scrambling to try to get here on time, there's going to be another mistake made in the future. I can guarantee that.
Well, should somebody else hold the responsibility of saying, hey, press record?
Guess what? Mistake's still going to happen.
I would love that.
But that's
and
gonna
you know,
be,
in my head today, I realized we weren't recording, and I didn't tell him. I realized we didn't, but you know what I mean.
I think that things need to change from a technical aspect as far as our show is concerned. I think that the four of us talking to each other in a room is terrific. I think the dynamic that we embody on the air is out effing rageous. I love it. But I think that someone needs to grab the reins from a technical aspect and take control of this show.
And guess what? It's still going to... Mistakes are still going to happen.
Very good. I'm not saying that they're not. But every week, something is happening. Every single week.
I disagree.
Okay.
What happened last week?
I'm not recalling...
When something happens... It's panic mode, and it makes every one of us angry.
And if the person who is responsible for dealing with those technical aspects is not concerning themselves with talking on the air, then maybe that would make it an easier thing to happen.
I'm not so sure that's the case.
Okay.
I mean,
you may be right.
I think that the amount of stuff that we have to do and the amount of hoops that we have to jump through to make this thing happen is going to result in mistakes happening every once in a while. It's just going to happen.
You make one person
responsible for every one of them, it's going to exacerbate.
You're not responsible for every one of them.
If you make one person responsible for every one of them, it's correct. Going to exacerbate the problem.
Except that they won't have to talk for 2 hours. And they can actually pay attention to chat rooms, and they can pay attention to everything technically during the show.
Chris, okay. In Brian's role, what he's doing now, what are the things
that he
can mess
Rob
up?
Rob Giggs is throwing out that he's for hire on Sunday mornings, 11 to 2.
There you go.
And he can guarantee no mistakes.
Well, let me tell you, let me chime in. Sorry, Brian, not to offend you, but I've worked with Rob Giggs, fine worker.
Good man.
Now, what do you think Brian would mess up if he wasn't the producer? Like, could he mess up any other things, producer?
I just want to be understood. I am not looking to, like, lynch Brian by any means.
Oh, really?
Brian is, well, yeah, I am, but that's different. I think Brian is outrageous on the air. I think he's terrific on the air. And I think 99% of the time, he's really great on the board. Except for when last week when the music was insanely loud over everything at the beginning, and this week when we forgot to hit record. There are mistakes that happen. These are just two things that just pop up into my head as being recent issues that have happened. Okay, it's not, I'm not trying to, you know, you also have to understand, he comes in the door minutes before our show starts, and we
That's
have...
That's not true either.
What? How many is it? What time do you come in? 8?
Today I came in late, and as a result, I was here 20 minutes before the show starts.
Right, okay.
Yes. Late. I do not show up minutes before the show.
Have you ever shown up hours before the show?
I've shown up as much as an hour before the show.
Okay, 1 hour.
Yeah.
What? So minutes, essentially. 59 minutes.
Yes, you are correct.
Get here at 5 a.m.
60
next
minutes.
Week.
I'm not suggesting
I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to get ready to get out here and so I can be here for an hour.
Maybe you guys are misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that Brian doesn't get here early enough. I'm suggesting he doesn't live here. So when he gets here as much as an hour before the show, he doesn't live here, and he has to throw himself into this thing. I wasn't saying that in a derogatory way.
I hear you.
Okay. You get here minutes before the show, and he has to figure out what crap has happened in my room since last week that he has to figure out to make happen to make the show go. Because the fact is, his laptop that he works on leaves every day. It goes to work with me. This laptop over here leaves every day. Things change every week. And I'm not suggesting that he's inept. I'm not suggesting that he's not doing what he needs to do. I'm just saying that maybe there's a little too much on his plate. That's all I'm saying.
Chris, do you ever think that this is the relationship that you and Brian have, and really he cannot do he can't do anything perfectly, and the littlest things is going to set you off, because that's just the relationship you have with Brian, because you know he's going to confront you about it.
No.
Take a step back and say that again, and rephrase your question like a person.
Well, do you think that this is... do you think this is your relationship between
instead
Brian?
Instead of an instigator, actually.
Your relationship with Brian is... You guys talk. You guys like to argue.
We're argumentative.
You guys like to play devil's advocate with each other. Could Brian ever do a perfect job in your eyes?
He has. He has. There have been shows that he's been gold. He's been perfect. He's been great on the mic. He's been great on the board. He's been great on the computer. It's happened. I will go so far as to say we're some time removed since the last perfect show.
See, that's the thing, though. Who do you think messes up the most on the show? I know it's not yourself, but who do you think messes up the most? Because Brian has a lot to mess up. If Brian's going to take the role of on-air personality and a producer and all this other stuff...
It's not that simple.
Oh, yes, it is. And Keith do nothing and just talk, and Brian talks and does stuff, and you talk and do stuff.
But it's not that simple to say who messes up the most.
Okay. Who are you the least...
The extent of our messing up would all have to be off the air. Like you could count my not writing my song messing up. But like as far as
on air, week in and week out. I will bring that up until you write the song.
But like as far as on air messing up, like he would have to say what you guys just said wasn't funny or it was dumb.
I was going
to
say until the end of the show, which I predict will be 3 more episodes.
if we made it this far, then we'll be like
write the stupid happy song already. Could you write the happy song? Just come on.
I'll debut it June 14th at the We Are
Brian.
Will you seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, we're playing at 6:00.
6?
Yeah.
Church of Man Love or
yeah?
No, the two four.
No, not we. We're gonna bring them here and there, and they're gonna play at 6:00.
But the Church of Man Love. Do you think that's the best band to play?
No, we'll see.
6 p.m.
Secrets.
Keith is going to have the 2-4 slot.
Stop spreading up this whole thing.
This is it. We're rocking the Anti-Harbor. It's best in show. Hear us talk. You know what? Maybe we get our buddy DJ Newstyle to come into New York and be a part of this thing and make it be the Hear Us Talk set.
Staten Island. Lives on Not Staten Island.
Hear Us Talk, DJ Newstyle. Hear Us Talk. Get to New York. I don't know what that meant, but I was insane.
Thank God I can't be there. I got a band I'm playing with at the Harbor Fest.
We're going to ask you to make a choice right now.
But don't you think Chris yells at Brian the most, and then maybe Keith, and then me?
No, I don't agree.
No, because I think
I don't agree that I yell at either of you.
No, you will. You yell.
I agree that Brian and I butt heads, and when you say yell at. I don't yell at Brian because I exchange words with Brian and Brian exchanges those same words with
him. But
I
those words are like this! Those words are like this!
From me.
Yes.
From both of you.
Right, exactly. So we yell at each other.
Yes.
I don't yell at him. We exchange heated words.
Okay.
He doesn't yell at me. He yells with me.
But you're going to say you get in more heat.
I yell about you.
Well, he definitely does that. I mean, nothing.
Well, Chris,
that's when you're not around.
You get into more heated conversation with Brian than you do with me or
correct.
Keith. And then next, I think you get into more heated conversations with Keith.
What heat? What heat is here?
Well, last week. I mean, 2 weeks ago, right? Didn't he say...
Talk on the microphone, you stupid faggot idiot. What's wrong with you? Just talk!
By the way, that was Brian... But that was Brian using an impression of Chris to yell at me about what he's been trying to yell at me about for the whole show. The fact that I'm not actually leaning into the microphone and talking. But I liked your
I'm gonna break you up
the
habit.
Way you did it. I need a headset, honestly. I really do.
I got to be honest with you. I think today maybe after the show we go to a store and let's just buy wireless headphones. Wireless headphones with mics.
Like Madonna?
Hell yes. I'll do dance routines during the show.
Like Devo.
Who's that girl? Senorita Bonafifo. Yo, does somebody have an outro music anywhere near ready?
Yeah,
or
I
no?
do.
So Brian can do nothing right.
Right.
No, he can. He just chooses not to.
Yeah.
Week in and week effing out.
Good luck, Brian.
Thanks. You got a slot for me on the waffle skipples? Crazy?
Who's that?
Tomo Arigato? Oh, wait, no.
There's no post. Don't try to hit the post. It's going to come too soon. Just roll.
What do you mean? Is this bestofshowradio.com?
Every night I'm there. I'm always there. She knows I'm there. And heaven knows. I hope she goes.
were being asked in the chat room, and we were already not hitting the post. So the Anti-Rock the Harbor, it's June 14th. It's going to be on Staten Island, right off of Bay Street. We'll post all the details on our website.
On MySpace, on our forum, we'll post it everywhere.
Yeah, we'll get it every place. We're going to get going. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, with another abortion.
I am not doing the sound at that show, by the way.
Thank you to
it'll sound great.
Vanessa, thank you to Ron very much for calling in.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff.
All right.
Thank you to the Damned for doing our outro music for us.
Cocky Socks, Steamroller. Can I curse?
Fuck yeah.
Your motherfucking face. Stick it in it. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. Or maybe we won't. Yeah, we'll see you next week. June 7th at Ron's house.
Tits.
You just said the T word. Mics are going down.
Brian.
To care, but she's not there, and when I'd find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay.
Mics aren't on. Yeah, the mics are on now. This is our big intro. It's a big it's like almost like a big where'd you go? Oh yeah, there it is. It's the post show.
Is this Underdog?
Yep. No.
thought it was.
It's a post show here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Because you figure these guys lost 2 hours worth of show. So you got to think that they're going to give you a little bit extra, right?
I'm digging it.
Snap.
New Beastie Boys.
They got
oh, is it really? Shut it off. I hate it. Crap.
Hipster hop.
Ugh. Disgusting. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. After show here on Hear Us Talk, hearustalk.com. By after show, I mean we haven't stopped recording, so it'll be the same show. I don't know. There's just a bunch of crap in
the middle. Wanted me to record this?
that's the underlying problem in my mind, that it's still a joke. The whole thing is still a joke. There's no responsibility. There's no pain. It's still...
Oh, believe me, there's pain.
It's a joke. It's a joke to everyone.
There's three things that shouldn't be joked about. Hitler, cancer, and shows not being recorded.
No, cancer definitely is worthy of jokes. And Hitler, you ever hear the one about yes. About the ballerinas?
Those aren't what?
See, no one cares about the Jews. It's Best in Show, Best in Show, something or other, on heroestalk.com. So I got a couple other things I want to get out during the show today. Mind if I bring them up?
I'd love you to.
Nah.
All right. Then I won't.
Of course.
So I went to bed early last night. Excuse me. Went to bed early last night. And I woke up this morning, like 7:30 or so. No alarm clock. Totally refreshed. Woke up from the craziest dream I've ever had in my entire life. This crazy dream involved me. I worked in some sort of technical field, and I was there with my coworkers, ironically enough, explaining to them that I was the best at the job that we did together, better than all of them at it, that there are only a couple of people who did it as good as me.
So far it's reality.
Great. Self-indulgent asshole, like usual. You know, and that's what it was. And that's where I was. Then the alarm started going off, and we started running downstairs.
Ring the alarm. Now the song is dying.
Whoa. So I'm sliding down these big stairways, trying to get to this alarm and trying to find where this alarm is.
Did MC Escher paint your dream last night?
Oh my God, I wish. It would be a lot more less realistic.
What building has slides on their stairways?
The thing is, like, all of my coworkers, as I throw my air quotes up, my coworkers, we'd have slidey gloves on our hands and we'd grab banisters and slide down the stairs. We'd just jump. It was a trick of the trade.
You know, honestly, why don't buildings have slides in their stairwells? Like, if not the whole stairwell, at least like...
Because people would die and pile on top of each other at the bottom of it. It would just be fat person hitting fat person hitting fat person. It would be a pile of man at the bottom of every slide and just dead man.
I love vacationing. It would be just a pile of man.
Oh, man. It would just be just like a fish, a big fish pile at the end of it. So I'm sliding down looking for this alarm and can't find it. But then I find a secret room where there's a man washing a pink car. And I come in, and it's a little bit sexy in this room, even though it's just a man washing a car. I'm like, what can you do for me? He's like, no, I'm not here to do for you. They are. And these two girls come in the room, and they start eating each other's asses.
What?
I know, a dream being weird? It's very unusual.
Weird or incredibly hot?
Is this a dream or a fantasy?
And they started eating each other's asses the whole time. Did I forget to mention, let's see, as I go through my notes...
That they had a fork and knife?
Let me go through
like
my...
Actually eating their ass.
Topic one, crazy dream. Pink cars, watch that protect me. Someone told me I had to keep my watch on to keep me safe as I slid down the stairs early in the dream. Don't know what that meant. And I, at one point it broke, and I found my broken watch and had to put it back on. Made no sense. Let's see, what's the next thing on this? Sex. Yeah, I've explained that. The ass eating. The aforementioned ass eating. My favorite thing in the world. Better, you know what? As we talked about the things early in the show when Vanessa was on talking about sex and whatever and dudes like an ass playing whatever, eating ass is the greatest thing in the world. Fire alarms, sliding downstairs, telling coworkers I'm the best. Those are my notes on my crazy dream. And the thing is, what do you got?
No, go ahead.
No, you were about to interrupt me to tell me.
I was going to say that I had a crazy dream the other night, too, but let me hear from you first.
So my crazy nuts dream that made no sense, I thought about it. I think I could put a sequence together here. And I think I can make a film out of this.
No.
No. Wait. Yes. I think I can make a film out of this. And I think that I'm ready to start writing screenplays.
I'm pretty sure you just described Cremaster 3 by Matthew Barney.
If I did, he ripped it off from me. I invented that unamped.
Well, what are you going to call it? Do you know? Even
we're not going to get. We're not at that point yet.
Okay.
Because I'm.
It's in pre-production.
I'm protecting my interests, sure. My vested interests. I've got a lot of ideas for movies, and I'm reaching out. Vito, I know you're out there. I know you might or might not listen to this show, but Vito, I'm listening to you. Wait, talking to you, and hoping that you will teach me how to write a screenplay proper, like. Because I'm really sober. At this point, that I say screen pray. But I hope you will teach me
What's
to
a
write.
Pray?
You will teach me to write a screen.
It's a Japanese screen pray.
A movie script thing.
If
proper, like, because I've got ideas and I think I've found my calling. I'm going to write movies about pink cars and sex.
I have a few books that are really, really great to tell you how to write a properly formatted screenplay. I've started tons of things.
I do scheme plebs, though.
I've started tons of things that I've shelved and I've...
Software.
And I've never... I do have the software, too, the Movie Magic screenwriter software.
I think it's Movie Magic, yeah.
That one.
It automatically zaps it together for you while you're typing.
I've written a book.
And, you put, like, oh, and character one says this. Yeah, character two says, I got it.
It automatically formats it. In like a screenplay,
and I've written stuff, but I've just thought I've been embarrassed when I read it and said that's crap, so I shelved.
What's
and
what do
away.
You? How do you quote nude scene? Because it's going to be so sexy with the ass eating.
How do you quote nude scene?
It quotes.
Well, put it in screenplay technology.
I don't understand. You just describe the setting. You say
no. It's got to be some more. There's more to it because if it was just describing it. I would go into a movie producer's.
Well, that would be the set. Like it would be. That would be the description of the set of the scene that you're walking into. It would be included.
All right,
in the
fact right, that right here. After sliding down the stairs, our hero, who's better at his job than anyone else, walks into a room. Stark white floors and mirrors and windows everywhere. There's a tall, lanky man, blonde-haired and shirtless, washing a pink Volkswagen bug.
It's a bug? You didn't give me that? That's great. I was imagining like a Cadillac. Like
a No. It was an economy vehicle.
It's like a pink
Mini Cooper.
Astro van.
You're frugal in your dreams?
Well, I'm going to be reasonable. No, we don't know what these cars are being used for. Maybe they're going to pile them up in some sort of sexy sex game later because a girl's ass was getting eaten underneath this.
Mother Nature would never allow that.
Do you have any people in mind for the parts? Like for the girls?
I don't even know who the roles are.
Who's playing the car?
Herbie. Herbie the love bug.
Maybe you could give Fred one of those roles, and as long as you tattoo on his arm when shooting is, he'll be there.
Would you be the man washing car?
Yeah. Would Vanessa be one of the girls?
Duh.
I want to be honest. I have so much respect for Vanessa that I will not say on the air that I would love to see her eat another girl's ass or watch her ass get eaten by another girl. I would never, ever say that. That's disrespectful. Regardless of the fact whether that would arouse me and make me unbelievably covered in my own load.
I know what I'm doing when I get home.
But that would be the hottest
washing
thing
her car.
Ever. But no, I would never ask her to do that. She will be one of my coworkers who I tell that I'm better
okay,
at the good. Job than her.
Oh, can I
see, she's
that?
Responding to the chat room right now. Uh-oh, she's upset at the fact that I'm thinking about her ass being eaten. It's inappropriate. It would be a great film, though.
That sounds like a great spleen prey.
Why can't we just do pornos? Why can't we do pornos that actually have real plots? So you can intersperse jacking it, and then you calm down, relax, and watch
a good
movie.
That's what Deep Throat was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's what they tried for it to be. I don't think it was actually a good movie.
I don't know if it was successful. I'm sure. I think that compromises the nature of any film.
By the way, Vanessa in the chat room was to quote me, why can't we just do pornos?
I mean, we can.
But I mean it in a nice way. I don't mean it in a bad way.
Like Friends?
Make money.
What's wrong with a movie just being close-ups of genitals?
I would just love every movie to be watching a girl eat another girl's ass. That honestly is the greatest thing in the world.
Really? You get off on that, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's not afraid something's going to come out.
As our buddy Spickle says, tasting. Not eating, tasting.
That's actually nuts. That's Germ Freak, I think.
Taste
that's
testing.
He should copyright Germ Freak on that one.
Oh, man, I love it.
So you're going to try to make this happen. That's a good idea, man.
I'm telling you, I'm going to start writing films. I got this, and I got another one. It's based in a prison. It's going to be a real
Shawshank Redemption. Yeah.
No. It's even better. I'm not going to spoil it on the air because I know one of you son of a bitches is going to steal it, and then you're going to become famous.
I still have a paper of us, me and you, Chris, trying to write a movie because we were sitting here saying how we had the best ideas for movies, and we were like, let's try to write one, and it definitely, the paper says fade in, and there's an L. There's an L, a single L, and I have no idea what the L was going to represent.
Lesbian ass licking. Obviously, lesbian ass licking.
The sad thing is when I just said L, that's what I thought of.
I would love to read that screenplay.
Is that you want me to do a live reading for you right now?
Go ahead.
Oh.
Fade in. L.
Oh. Brilliant. It's brilliant.
Or as Brian said, ooh.
You know, maybe instead of being a film writer, maybe I just need to watch porno with ass eating.
That's probably a better idea.
Oh my God.
Before you had this dream, were you watching that? Were you actually watching porn?
No, we watched a Transformers movie last night. Megan Fox will be one of the co-stars in the ass-eating scene. Ooh, oh my God.
What about Shia LaBeouf?
Vanessa, would you prefer to eat Megan Fox's ass or have Megan Fox eat your ass? That would honestly be...
And all along, I was worried about the people in the chat room being like over-aggressive.
Call Vanessa. Just get her on the phone. I just need to know. I need to know if I'm being out of line here. Someone just rang the inappropriate bell.
Yeah. Let's play a game. What would Vanessa do?
I thought he was just going to say, let's play a game. Like play a game.
What do you mean? No, Vanessa's a professional young lady who's not going to do WWVD. It's actually in there.
What would Vanessa do? I have a feeling there would be 8 black eyes in the room right now if she was here, if you want to start with that one.
I'll go so far as to say probably 2. Because I'm definitely the one that's driving this jerkness right now. Hey, buddy. Put on the 90210 music.
Oh, where's this
is
going?
Here's what it comes down to. Today's
First of all, you are drunk.
Today's show turned into a cluster F because of technical problems. And now, like by hour 3, I'm drunk. Now we're in hour 4. And I'm just blind at this point. And I'm... There we go, sorry.
All right, hour 4, Chris. We've got him.
That's enough.
All right. So seriously, I don't want this to be taken anywhere near the wrong way.
No. Seriously. Let's talk about the ass eating.
No, I have an answer to this. Are you going to ask her the question? Can we all guess what she's going to say? Because I have
Wait, what question am I asking?
Would she rather eat Megan Fox's butt?
Okay, right. So in my new movie, where they're the two hot chicks in the room that start getting all filthy with each other while the tall, skinny, blonde man is washing the pink Volkswagen Bug, there are two unbelievably hot chicks that decide to eat each other's asses. I mean, as friends. And we're gonna assume that one of these girls is Megan Fox and the other one is you. Would you prefer to be the ass eater or the ass eatee?
No, I'm going to say she's going to be the ass eatee.
Oh, wait, so everyone's guessing before she gets that point.
I think she's going to receive it. Keith, what do you think?
I think if she's smart, she will not be receiving it. She will be giving it, but that's just me.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's smart to eat ass as opposed to have
Megan Foxes?
I think that anyone that chooses the opposite is stupid, especially if they're a guy. But that's just me. Not that I would ever do anything like that.
Slow down again. I'm getting confused.
You would rather
have someone's tongue put in yours as opposed to putting your tongue in theirs.
What?
Then I don't understand. I just don't.
But you have to understand,
because you've never had someone put their tongue in
your ass. But you have to say, we're talking to Vanessa here, and we're talking about.
I understand.
Her role.
You want me to say what she would say, and I'm trying to bypass it so I don't have to answer, so I'm the only person she still likes by the time.
But this is her role in a film that we're talking about. We're not talking about her own personal enjoyment. We're talking about what her role in this film is going to be. And, like, what is a better character in the film? ass eater or ass eating?
I think I'll say that she would be the eater. But if Megan Fox didn't do a well enough job of cleaning beforehand, then she's going to be the one with the two black eyes.
I'll say if Megan Fox didn't do a good enough job cleaning before the scene, Vanessa, I'll clean up before you get there. Brian.
I don't even know who Megan Fox is.
She's really
just
an
attractive. I had to Google an image of her, and I posted the image that I Googled.
Okay, in the chat room.
And you can see her butt. Yeah, so check it out.
She has a good look.
I wanted to see what the potential.
Wait, you can see her butt in that picture?
I needed to.
You can see her butt in that picture.
How am I supposed to know her?
Transformers movie.
She's a hot girl. That's what
she was the love interest in
the Heroes Talk Forum. She was on two people's top five lists.
By the way, our buddy P Roll is pointing out that he is free to film this entire video whenever we're ready. Whenever any one of us are ready.
All right, my opinion is the scene stealer is the eater. The performer in the show is the eater. Like, who you're watching on there is the actual person doing the work is the eater.
So can I interrupt? So you're going to say then that the star is the person that does a better job getting that tongue up in that ass.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that if you're looking at the ED and the eater, you're the scene that you're watching, the all the work that's being done, and the thing that you're watching the person's face.
So what's being called into question? So what's being called into question here then is Vanessa's ability to put tongue in ass as opposed to her ass just being there.
Right, that's what I mean. Anyone's gonna have their ass eaten out. It takes a real pro to be able to talently. And perform at a high enough level to persuade me that eating that ass is actually being, you know.
What has our show become?
I'm actually,
I like that you started the whole thing by talking about how much you respect me and you didn't want to overstep any bounds.
but you understand that I'm saying this as a friend and we're just here, we're hanging out, we're talking, and I'm a friggin' pervert. Okay, I'm a pervert, and I get aroused at a cool breeze.
Ironically, you said that because I had just been sending Vanessa a text message that said, "This is our show now."
Really?
So Brian said eater. Brian's saying eater. Vanessa's going to say eater.
I don't know. For some reason, I also see there's something like vaguely submissive about eating someone's ass, so I kind of would have to put Vanessa in the more dominant role.
Oh, my God. Submissive about eating ass?
Yeah.
I'll tear that thing up.
I know where he's coming from. That whole domination thing.
Eat my ass.
The dominating person. Not that I would ever watch anything like that, you know, but God forbid. But the dominating person is sometimes forces the other person, you know.
What do you think, Chris? Do you think she's going to be the eater
so
or the E.T.?
For that reason, I think she would be the E.T.
The E.T.
She would have, because she strikes me as the more
dominant.
That's
what I'm saying. And Keith's saying she's going to be the eater.
E.T. phone home, because Brian will hang up on you.
Yeah, she's still here.
Vanessa.
I'm here.
For all of our listeners.
Ready for my answer?
For all of our listeners out there that are waiting with bated breath to know whether you'd rather eat Megan Fox's ass or whether you'd rather Megan Fox eat your ass, hold that in your mind and bring it next week here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. All right?
I can't believe this is what you're doing.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's called the teaser.
All right. Teaser. You're tickling everybody's ass with a feather. I got
it. Oh, God.
You know what? I'm a little more open-minded.
Feathers. All right. Let's forget that whole thing. So what do you say? Megan Fox's ass and a feather.
Megan Fox's ass or a feather.
Oh, my God. Vomitorium. Tickle your throat with a feather and throw up instead.
in Megan Fox?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thanks, thanks for answering your phone, Vanessa.
You're welcome. I'm gonna be worried every time the phone rings at 2:20 from now on.
Hey, Vanessa, I was thinking. Vanessa, I was just thinking, if your ass was getting into a fight with a ninja, who do you think would win?
I would totally win.
That's what it's gonna get down to. Who would Vanessa's ass beat?
That's next. I'm really not giving my answer. Next week, I'm gonna give my answer.
What's up to you?
Yeah, come on. Next week, we're not going to talk about this.
All right, I'm going to take my headphones off. You guys can discuss it yourselves.
Wait, now he doesn't even want to know the answer.
Yeah, so we're not going to tell him. But I'm sure our listeners want to know. All ten of them.
Maybe we should have a blue law in this room where alcohol isn't served until noon.
So what is it, Vanessa?
For the record, in this movie, Chris is making, I think that Megan Fox should get down there and get to work.
Yeah. I knew it.
That's what I was saying, too.
I knew it. Now, Brian says, could, instead of Megan Fox, could it be him?
You guys are ineligible.
We are not. We are not allowed.
I don't know how to end this. No.
I do. Thank you, Vanessa.
Maybe throw in a sorry for Vanessa, too.
Wait, what happened? Did she answer? Did she say what she wanted to do?
She actually gave us the meaning of life, too, but Brian didn't record it.
I hung up on her.
It's Wafa Thin?
It's Wafa Bin Laden, actually, ironically.
Oh, my God. So hot. Wafa Bin Laden and Megan Fox eating each other's ass while Vanessa stands above them peeing. Oh, my God.
What's happened?
What's up?
So as long as I'm bringing up pee.
So that's it? We just go forever now?
What do you mean?
Should I call into work tomorrow? I have to pee. Hopefully the show will be going when I come back.
So as long as I'm talking about pee, about 2 weeks ago, I was on the bus on the way home from work. And I may or may not have had a couple of drinks at work. And maybe my bladder was fighting against me. As I was on the way home, and I was trying to figure out, do I get off the bus early and just piss on the street?
Well, to clarify, this is an express bus, right?
So you can't get off. There's no stop.
Woo, woo.
I mean to say there is no, like, stop. It's not like, oh, I'll just get off when the next crowd of people get off. You have to go up front and say, let me off, right? Especially.
Correct. So I'm going to Staten Island, and I'm on the island right, and we're at the point that we're getting stops, so I can get off at any stop. Okay. I'm past that point. And I can get off at any stop and just be far away from my house and just go pee-pees in the street like a grown boy would. But I had to go. And I didn't want to have to deal with doing that. Ugh. So I took my empty 40 bottle.
No, on the bus. Oh.
And I went to the back seat of the bus.
The way to do it.
And have you ever been on the back of a bus?
Yeah, a couple times.
A little bumpy. I don't mean to Rosa Parks you, but if you were ever on the back of a bus, you'd notice that it's a little bit bumpy while you're on the back of a bus.
I hate you.
Maybe pressing the head of my wang up against the tiny, tiny little mouth hole of a 40 bottle of Coors Light. Maybe when they hit a bump, it doesn't work exactly the way you want it to.
Plus you're loaded, too.
Piss drunk.
Literally.
Literally.
Oh, I hate
and,
you.
And there's no reason to hate me.
If I saw you do it, did you? Oh, keep they? Going. Keep going. Don't let me stop you.
And when I hit my bump, I pissed about my lap.
Just your lap, though.
Just my lap. No. The bus was left clean, and I peed myself on the bus about 2.5 weeks ago.
If you saw someone doing that, would you punch them in the groin? Or what's face? That? Would you punch him in the face or the groin if you saw that?
I would never strike anyone for any reason.
But was this empty that you could do that? Well, the express buses have seats in front of you, so you're blocked by
empty.
A seat.
It was empty. It was empty. Okay. I was fine. I was in the back, and I had an accident.
You think the bus driver knew what you were doing?
Nope. I was all the way in the back of the bus. All the way in the back of the bus. I was Rosa Parksing it up, and there was no chance that he knew what was going on.
Rosa Parks never went to the bathroom on a bus. Let's get that straight.
Well, she was on the back of it, though. Yes. As she was supposed to be. And so I went, what? I didn't say anything wrong. I'm just saying that in that time. Today in my modern world, Rosa Parks could piss in the front of the bus. But
it's all that unchecked rage. Yeah.
So I made a mess. And I took my pants
filthy
to the laundromat. And they were washed. They were washed in a machine by themselves, away from all my other clothes.
God, I thought you actually gave them to the lady to do at the laundromat.
I said, hey, Rosa, grab a hold of these.
And you're an animal. You're an animal, dude.
Rosa.
You are a disgusting, filthy animal.
Hey, don't make no
animal.
Fuss. Everyone get to the back of the bus.
So I'll cross Crazy Dream and Piss on Bus off my list, and I'll leave Sandwich Reunion as my secret private thing that I'll discuss next week. At the Ron Hill barbecue.
June 7th.
Be there or be stupid. Or be stupid and be there too.
You want some music?
Yeah, now the new outro music. I'd like it to be hardcore. Perfect.
They say I need some roguing to put in my hair.
You guys did the cocky socks roll of your face bit, so I'm not going to do it again.
This isn't the show anymore.
Oh, this is an after show?
Thanks, Vanessa, for taking our crap.
Well, I didn't hear that conversation.
She's taking her ass. I can't wait to hear which one she took. Wait, did we hit record?
I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I leave my candy with the pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gonna wear the clothes that you like. I'm fine and dandy with a mirror inside. One look in the mirror and I'll take a look. Everyone likes to dance to a happy song, with a catchy chorus and beat so they can sing along. Timbaland knows the way to reach the top of the chart. Maybe if I work with him I can perfect.
Never lie to your friends and family. Always tell the truth. It'll set you free.